Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John, and this is episode 84 of the Van Hemlock News...
You mean the end of the news? The end, of the,
end
news.
Of the news of the year of the thing, of the... What? Red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry. Hello there. I've forgotten who I am. It's been a while.
It's been a week.
I know. Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John, and this is the Van Hemlock...
That's the wrong intro. Yeah, that's the one for the other show. I might play this entire thing so people can see how hard it is.
Okay, hang on then.
Which one of us has been drinking?
I'm Tim and you're not, yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Now that's the, yeah.
What?
And this is?
Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John and this is episode 80. Hello there, I'm Tim and he's John and this is episode 84 of the Van Hemlock Podcast.
That's all going in.
Consummate professional.
Oh, of course. Yes, it's the end of the year show.
Hello! We made it to the end of 2009.
Without dying.
Without being...
Or
yes.
being cancelled.
Being cancelled.
I was worried about being cancelled.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we've got a few bits and pieces to go through today. So let's start with the retrospective of 2009 thingy.
Oh, yes. So we're going to run through the year and see what we remember.
Not a lot in my case, I'm sure, but...
Not a lot in my case either, I've had a couple of beers.
So we got a little bit of a helper here.
Yes. We got the Wikipedia page, and we're going to ignore the Windows releases because they suck.
PC gaming is alive.
Yes, but most of the PC gaming is just late releases of console games.
Fair enough.
So...
Big old list of games here, then, let's have a quick run through.
Lord of the Rings Conquest.
I don't remember that one at all, to be honest.
It was awful.
It was an RTS, was it?
No, that was the Battlefront Field type game.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it was rubbish.
Okay.
Yes, that should be forgotten.
Right.
And has been. Skate 2.
Skate 2, you liked that. You were
I liked
that.
I was playing that earlier, actually.
Yeah. Very visceral skateboard, open world sandboxy type of thing.
Nominally in the same universe as Burnout.
Very good crunching of bones as you jump off of big
that was a good
civic
game.
Structures.
Yes. Skate 3's out this year.
Ah, excellent. Yeah.
I still know nothing about skating and I really can't control it. And that's it for January. January was a dull month.
Was that the top there?
No, that was, that was the Windows version.
Windows release. Oh, okay.
You see, that was a game from before, and that's Saints Row 2.
Ah, right, gotcha.
Only really unhip people.
I've only just
discovered
Saints
Row 2.
I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's where we went to February. February was a much better month.
Then? Oh,
there was the ultimate box of Burnout Paradise.
Is that that's bundled up of a previous and also a Windows release there. I thought we weren't counting those.
No, but this is a good time to mention Burnout Paradise, which got content throughout the first part of the year.
Right.
It got the ultimate box.
Your motorcycles, your weather.
That was the year before.
Was it?
But it was the new island especially,
really surf island.
Introduced something new and exciting to the game. I managed to distill the experience down into
a lot of very big jumps.
Yes.
Excellent.
That was a good game.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got to that? It's boring. Locoroco 2.
Oh, yes. I seem to remember humming that like a crazy thing over and over after playing it on your PSP.
I still have the recording.
You have to show that. You have to broadcast that at some point then, yes.
Flower on the PS3.
That was quite an innovative sort of almost not game, was it?
Yes. You're just wandering around picking up petals and... being the wind.
Yes.
Now, Flower's a brilliant
very arty.
Game. Yes, everyone should play Flower. If you've got PS3 and haven't played Flower, then do it.
Mm.
Lost in the Damned, GTA 4.
Okay, so we're talking sort of add-ons for existing games quite strongly this year.
Yes, that was a nice DLC campaign for GTA.
Mm-hmm. Strong story.
About a biker gang.
Yeah,
very strong story. And very enjoyable, actually.
Right.
It was some of the best voice acting in any game ever.
Don't worry, I'll chip in when I come across something I actually played or remember myself.
Dawn of War 2.
No, passed. I did enjoy the first one, but that's
any
quite old.
Games.
I played quite a lot of games this year, but we may have to come back to this after we've gone through the list of stuff that was actually released.
Dawn of War 2 was good and great, apart from the fact I'm not entirely sure I liked the way they took the RTS as a more cut down, pared down experience.
Yeah,
no real base building, and
sort of trying to vary up the RTS genre and experiment in new directions.
And there wasn't enough variety in the maps.
Mm.
You would do a map, and you would know that at this place you'd be assaulted by some assault enemy.
You were quite annoyed about the map reuse.
Yeah,
a lot there,
and so when you got that map for the third or fourth time with a different enemy, you knew the same thing would happen.
Mm,
yeah. So it's a bit of a shame.
Mm, okay, what else we got?
We've got Nobby Nobby Boy, which was not the success they hoped. Halo Wars.
Halo Wars. This would be the RTS based on
this
Halo.
Is the Halo RTS. Yes. Mm.
On the console.
And that was great.
Yeah, I remember being quite impressed with it. I saw a little bit of it myself.
Had some brilliant pathfinding.
Right. So that's your sarcastic face, is it?
No, it did. It's just the guy who wrote the pathfinding follows me on Twitter.
Oh, don't know if he listens to the show,
name
dropping.
Hi. Yes, what they did there was they tried to take an RTS, turn it into a more console-based experience. Mm-hmm. Base building was very simplified, but it still works in a quite nice way.
And sort of worked well within the Halo universe, expanded the lore a bit.
Yes, it's interesting, and it's a shame they're probably not going to make another one.
Hmm. You've got Tom Clancy's End War there. I remember you being quite impressed with that.
Yes.
That's the one you shouted at.
That's the one you shouted at.
Yes, the voice-controlled RTS light, I suppose.
Yes. That was quite good. The voice control did actually work.
Hmm. Yeah, that was the big surprise. I think just that it was implemented and actually did what it said it was going to do.
The biggest problem the game had was lack of ambition. It turned out to end up being a bit too small in its focus. Only a certain number of units.
Quite limited scope.
Yeah, and it was very rock, paper, scissors,
was that the
Spock
one that had the big
against the enemies.
Worldwide map of how online games were going.
Yes.
Hmm.
That was actually an MMO.
Yes, it's a rather strange outside.
By most people's definitions, that counted as an MMO.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Killzone 2.
Killzone 2, don't know, really.
PS3 shooter.
I think I remember the box art, the big staring eyes.
It looked really, really good. It had some... the first level especially, it took you through, and the artists just took you through several points of, yes, and this is where you need to be standing to appreciate this particular vista.
A series of postcards you fight through.
Yes, it was really nice looking, played okay, didn't like the controls, mainly because it started off with a PlayStation-friendly controller system, which didn't match to what everyone else had been playing.
As I recall, it was something of a flagship title for the platform at the time.
Yeah, no longer. They don't really call it a flagship title anymore, because it may not have sold quite as many as they wanted.
Didn't do as well as they'd hoped.
Yeah, a bit of a recurring theme for the PS3 this year.
Empire Total War there.
Total War, yes.
Hmm.
Brilliant game.
Into March now, I think we are.
Yes, that's the beginning of March. Yes, I've had to not let myself play that anymore.
Oh dear.
It sucks up days.
Really, very compelling and addictive.
Very good, yes. I never really got the hang of the naval combat.
Mm, mm. There were certain economic troubles. I remember seeing people talking about it at the time. There was a patch that totally changed the economy or something.
Yes,
early on.
Was it Zozo who posted that his economy collapsed after the patch?
Yeah.
He'd overextended himself without realising.
Mm.
Going down. Oh, Tony. I was going to say Tony Hawk's Hawks.
Tony Hawk's Clancy. Yep.
Tom Clancy's Hawks.
Yes.
Slightly different. Flight Sim, futuristic, silly plot.
Yeah.
But real fun.
Over the top at end of the world, World War III nonsense, was it?
Effectively, yeah. Mm. It was a private military company.
Yeah.
Gone bad, attacking mainland America.
Oh, right, as you do.
One of a couple of flight sims we got this year.
Right.
On the consoles. And
a genre I thought had pretty much died, really.
Same here. And it was really fun.
Yeah?
Yes. A very good game. Very short. Don't pay too much attention to the plot, because it is very, very silly.
Yeah, when it starts monologuing, just put your fingers in your ears, la la la.
Do not count how many missiles you fire.
But, sort of an afterburner feel to it all.
But looked really, really quite gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
Yes, we also got Resident Evil 5.
Oh, yeah.
Which I only mentioned nothing about. Because I got it when I bought an extra controller bundled with a controller and...
Oh, there's your mark of quality, yeah.
I played the demo. The demo was one of the worst demos ever. I really didn't sell it.
Ah, I see.
I think it needs to be played through a multiplayer at some stage in the next year.
So don't be fooled by the demo. Give it a chance sort of thing.
We'll have to do that.
Are we still haven't finished Gears of War 1 yet?
Once we finish Gears of War 1,
still
we'll move on to
that
maybe.
Still stuck in that courtyard.
Oh, I hate that courtyard. We've got, let me scroll down because stuff's not coming up near enough. The Wheelman, I never played that.
We're going to talk about it anyway.
I'm going to talk about it anyway because
okay.
That was Vin Diesel's studio.
Ah.
It's basically the game for The Wheelman, which is based on the film, which they still not got around to making.
Whoops. So the game raced ahead and got there well ahead of them.
It was awful.
Okay.
I must buy that really, really cheap. I love buying these games, which are really cheap.
Mm. So an archaeological slant to it all, yeah.
Do you know the biggest problem with my new arrangement on the studio?
No.
I can't see the screen for the microphone stand.
Yes, we've got new microphone stands here for Christmas.
Yes. Okay, let's ignore the rest of that.
Leisure suit, Larry.
Oh, no, we'll ignore that. And Guitar Hero Metallica, because I never played that. Moving on to April.
April, then, what happened
then? The Godfather Part 2, the game.
Ah, you were very impressed with this.
I was very... No one else was. I was very impressed.
You were in a minority, were you?
It didn't sell? It was a sandbox... No, and they cancelled the entire series after that.
Oh, dear.
It was a sandbox game which actually had repercussions for what you did.
Ah. So not just wait for the police cool down.
You actually felt like you were changing the world by doing your actions.
Ah, I see. Right. And very true to the films, do you think? In the style of that kind of thing,
it was quite friendly to the films.
Did the IP justice, I suppose.
Oh, I think so, yes.
Uh-huh.
And yes, the review sites hated it.
Yeah,
because review sites hate something I've noticed this year.
Yeah,
review sites no longer rate on whether or not a game is fun. They go by the graphics, how much like GTA 4 it is.
It's a thankless task, though, isn't it? Trying to assign a number to an experience. I mean, are they looking perhaps in this last year to try and attach numbers to empirical things that you can measure, like pixels per second or frames per second or whatever?
I'm not entirely sure.
Or is perhaps the reviewers losing touch with what it means to be a gamer these
Edge
days?
Edge gave a really, really bad review to The Saboteur.
Mm, I think Edge sometimes give low scores just for the sake of it, though.
But they give a really high score to Bayonetta.
Mm.
Which I don't get. Anyway, yes, moving on, because we're talking about games at the end of the year now.
Absolutely.
The Chronicles of Riddick, Assault on Dark Athena.
Suffice to say, I think I missed that one as well. I can't remember when during the year I actually got the 360. It
quite
late in the year, yeah.
Yes, that, of course, being Vin Diesel again.
Mm-hmm.
Vin Diesel acting.
Right.
And
as himself, as Riddick.
As Riddick. I'm not entirely sure Vin Diesel is actually Riddick. That was really good, actually.
Right.
Yes, everyone should play that as well. The first half of the game was a remake of the original Xbox game, and the second half was a brand new adventure.
Excellent. So worth getting even if you got the previous.
Oh, definitely, yes.
Uh-huh.
April 28th, Velvet Assassin.
What even was that? I think I saw a zero punctuation about it that didn't treat it very kindly at all.
No, I only saw the TV show coverage of it. I never played it because it was so bad. But it was basically a World War II sneak 'em up type thing.
Yeah.
Which was apparently it's going to have a nice strong female character.
Right, chick with guns.
Who was.
Boobies.
For quite a lot of it, just wearing a nightie.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Uh-huh.
We have May the 1st.
Oh, here we go.
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Now, you quite liked this.
I
have actually seen the film, and it was pants, basically.
The film wasn't very good. No.
I particularly enjoyed the de-aged Patrick Stewart right at the end, which was a marvel of computer graphics work.
They attacked him with a blur tool, a smudge tool in Photoshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the film wasn't that great, but you liked the game.
The game was good. The game was... something that really happened this year was the film tie-in or other media tie-in game.
Crappy film tie-in
started
game.
Started to be good.
Mm. Yeah.
There may have only been two good ones.
Well,
but X-Men Origins was a good game. It didn't really follow the film too tightly.
Yeah.
And managed to play to the strengths of being a game.
You need to get away from just direct adaptations of film scripts and actually get a game in there.
It was a button mashy, remember your combo type game.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I'm sort of not exactly fond of anymore.
Because
I really can't be arsed with remembering combos between games. When I've got six of these games, I don't have to remember what the ground strike combo is.
Anything that's more complex than mashing B three times in a row,
yeah, that was a good game. That's one of my contenders of the best superhero games of the year. That probably comes second.
Okay, well, we'll get to the best of categories later, I'm sure. But
what else? Battle Station specific. Say the thing else first.
No.
Okay, Battle Station. Yes, very good. I haven't got past the mission I got stuck on. And it's not stuck because it's too hard. It's stuck because it's a submarine thing.
And you just went off on one.
I go a bit dasboot on it.
4-hour mission.
Yeah.
Skulking around the map.
There is a brilliant mission where you're in the submarine and you're sneaking into Sydney Harbour to blow up certain boats.
Mm.
Oh, they're just brilliant. They're just sneaking through the harbour in a submarine.
I remember watching you playing, and I did actually download a PC demo of that and have a quick go myself as well. And it just struck me as amazingly different, and it sort of reminded me going way back to Carrier Command.
Yes,
you know, that sort of combined role boat plane big, suddenly, you know, we're all doing everything type of approach. And I remember it distinctly because it was like nothing else I'd seen this year or for some time.
I think that gets my best World War II game of the year.
Fair enough.
And I can't see the screens in the way.
Also,
again,
it really chugged on my PC, and that started the seeds of doubt, which eventually led me to an Xbox 360.
You've ruined the ending now.
I know.
May the 19th, Terminator Salvation. I should lend you this game.
Yes, I had not seen the film or played the game, so over to you.
You're on the moral high ground now.
I'm better off, am I?
The game wasn't very good. Right. I had to play the game on the hardest difficulty level to make it remotely fun.
Oh, far too easy.
Yeah.
That's unusual.
But it had moments of greatness or potential
good set
greatness.
Pieces here
it had
there.
The old set piece, which was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
It got very criticised because there was only a couple of enemy types.
Yeah.
Which, I actually started looking at other games because of that throughout the year afterwards, and realised that, you know, Gears of War has a very limited enemy type.
Yes, I see what you mean.
But it was very obvious in this game because they couldn't really introduce stuff which wasn't in the film.
And there's just, what, four monsters and that's it?
About that, yeah. And they couldn't have the T-1000s.
Well, unless they
T-800s.
Start going off on one and inventing new non-canon stuff, which is difficult with a tie-in game,
I suppose. It was not a good film tie-in game, and also it wasn't actually a film tie-in game as such. It was set before the film, which was a nice way of doing it.
You got Infamous there.
Oh, yes.
I remember you being very impressed with that.
Yes, the PS3 version of Prototype.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know where Prototype, probably quite close in that list.
Yeah, Prototype comes out the next month.
Yeah, exactly.
Infamous is a very good game.
I remember watching play a fair bit of that. I don't have a PS3 myself. It just seemed to really pull together the idea of parkour as a gameplay style.
Open world, a brilliant skimming along wires bit.
Yeah.
Very Sonic.
Just sort of powering through this big city, playing hell with it all. It's not a new concept, but done well.
The game was spoilt for me by the whole moral choices, where basically bring up a screen saying, good evil, good evil, choose now.
Press A for a good response, B for an evil response.
I always got the... What was the Channel 4 Japanese...
I could kill this guy, but it would be wrong.
What was the Japanese spoof game show on Channel 4?
Banzai?
Yeah, it was also like Banzai. You know, bet now! Yeah, I always got that guy's voice in my head when I was made to choose good or evil.
So a little bit heavy-handed with the storytelling, perhaps.
No, a little bit heavy-handed would have been nice. This was hit around the brick of good and evil.
Yeah, yeah. But the actual gameplay, the flow of the parkour of it, all the power-ups, the fun and games you can have with a city full of people all at your beck and call.
Yeah, it was really quite good. Unfortunately,
a good example of the type.
Prototype was better.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've come to... Yeah, there it is, Prototype.
Yeah, okay. Moving on to June. June 2nd.
Yeah.
Red Faction Guerrilla.
Red Faction Guerrilla, another one you enjoyed.
Another one I really loved.
Yes, the big selling point there was the ability to destroy buildings with a big hammer.
Oh, there was more than just a big hammer.
Oh, yeah.
There was this wonderful nanite-type gun, which would just disintegrate stuff. That was a brilliant game.
Red Faction's always been about the deformable terrain, and
yeah, and they gave up on the deformable terrain this time and just did destroyable buildings.
The buildings instead. Right?
It was just great. You know, you would do proper suicide bombings where you put explosives on a truck, drive it into the middle of a building, taking out as many supports as you can, and then blow it up.
A lot of very destructive and cathartic fun there, I guess.
Oh, yeah. you'd be doing assaults thinking, how can I take out these enemies? And in the least shots possible, how can I take down that building? people should play that. That was a brilliant game.
Hmm.
Also, Fuel.
Fuel, yeah.
The post-apocalyptic racer.
Yeah, rather strange duck, this one.
I actually went through and I was replaying a couple of games to refresh my memory of them.
So this is a sort of Burnout Paradise, but set in a wilderness.
It's an open world racer.
Not in a city.
Quite a bit more like...
sort of Mad Max sort of feel to it.
I'm trying to remember the name of a game, which you won't remember.
No, not much help.
There was an open world racer on the 360 at launch,
mm-hmm.
or close to launch, which was a bit MMO-ish. Which I can't remember, because even though it's a peak franchise.
Mm.
And it's you just drove around. You had lots of collecting stuff in the fields to get. You had collect liveries, which were just plonked around in usually difficult to get to places.
Uh-huh.
There were vantage points where you could look at the vistas.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of races dotted around.
Unexpected, because I remember seeing the box on the shelf and look at it and think, well, that's just motocross racer, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not at all, is it? It's a massive open world.
It's really not the game people thought it was, I don't think.
It's not just dirt bikes on a track.
And it's the only game where I've managed to have a race which was very like the first and second Mad Max films in one race, and then the next one is like the speeder bike chase from Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Although you're on a motorbike going through the woods.
Fast stuff through trees. Yeah.
it was really quite good. And I looked on Amazon earlier. It's £12 now. No excuse for people not to buy it.
Yeah.
And if you do buy it...
Is it PS3 only? Or 360 as well?
Yeah, 360 and PS3. Hmm. And if you do buy it on the 360, there's a couple of multiplayer achievements.
So if you feel you've missed out on a few races this year, this will be a recommended one.
Yeah, that's quite a fun one. Yeah, it looked quite good.
Okay.
Then we got to, was it May the 9th? Prototype.
Prototype.
Now we both played this.
Finally, a game I actually bought. Yeah,
well,
terrible consumer this year, and so far I've bought nothing that's appeared on this list. Yes, I got Prototype after seeing it on yours, basically. I bought the PC version, which didn't do too badly, but, you know, still not quite as flowy, not quite as perfect, and a little bit buggy in places. Yes, it's a sort of ongoing flashback storytelling of the invasion of a virus on the Manhattan Island and the subsequent breakdown.
Did you ever
complete it? I haven't, no. No, I got stuck on one of the boss fights, which would have been one of my criticisms with it.
Was it the one in Times Square?
That fires the green glowy balls.
And you have to take out the
supports. From building to building. I think I've not even got to that one yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's marred a little bit by boss fights that disrupt an otherwise fantastic open world parkour again.
It was done by the people who did the last Hulk open world game.
Yeah, and it did feel a bit like you were the Incredible Hulk, not all bloated up and green.
Especially the way you can run up buildings.
Yeah, these little brambles come out your feet and hook on and you run around the city and stuff. Yes, masqueraders, troopers, take helicopters and so on. It's a lot of fun. A very good open world thing. There's all your collectible glowies on the roof. And also a somewhat recognisable Manhattan Island as well.
A very recognisable Manhattan.
Yeah, all the landmarks.
It was one of the games which convinced me that I can now navigate Manhattan if I need to.
Yeah. I enjoyed that a lot, actually, and played that extensively and quite single-mindedly until the next shiny thing came along, which I can't even remember.
I lent my copy to Steve and I haven't got it back.
not bitter.
And
that came out very similar sort of time to Infamous, and they ended up sort of pitted against each other, really, didn't they?
And it outsold Infamous quite dramatically because it was on more than one platform.
Well, this is an exclusive release versus multi-platform release.
And also, I think Infamous was better in some ways, but Prototype was just...
It seemed more flexible and more fun to be
Infamous had more of a plot.
I quite enjoyed collecting the memories and unlocking those.
Yeah, but Prototype's plot was just a bit weaker, but it had a lot more to do. Infamous didn't really have an awful lot of dotted around side missions.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, there's plenty of those around in Prototype. Yeah.
Yeah.
So two quite similar games, both very good, but I think Prototype,
they're both definitely worth playing. If you can
Prototype
get them
probably
cheap,
edges ahead a bit.
Look at them on Amazon Marketplace, see how much they cost now, and buy them if they're a couple of quid. They're both very good games.
Yeah.
Although if you've only got 360, don't buy Infamous. Well, you'll be slightly disappointed about the whole not being able to play it.
So carrying on with June then, what else we got?
June 16th, Ghostbusters the video game.
Ghostbusters the video game. This was quite highly hyped. It had all of the original cast of the film doing the voice acting for it.
There were complaints about the voice acting.
That's harsh.
There were complaints that Bill Murray was maybe not sounding as enthusiastic as he could do.
Phoning it in a bit.
But when you listen to the films and his acting in that, Venkman's character.
Venkman is a very deadpan, quite sarcastic and not terribly interested character, even in the films anyway. Yeah.
The biggest problem with the game was... I really need to get a shock mount for this mic. The really biggest problem for the game was the fact that... there was only so much core Ghostbusters mechanics you could do, and they felt the need to touch on every single aspect of both films.
It sort of overworked its adherence to the films, to the expense of gameplay.
Oh, look, it's Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah, even though this is apparently, supposedly, some alternate story that happens afterwards.
It's effectively Ghostbusters 3.
So you wouldn't expect to see all the same stuff from the first film back again. But
now, I'm a massive Ghostbusters fan, and I really like the people in it, and they're some of my comedy gods, and I really, really enjoyed it. The writing was great still, and yes, it was a bit laboured and tortured, but...
I heard there was complaints about the AI, the having to keep picking them up when they blow themselves up and so on, Gears of War
style. It had the Gears of War mechanic of resurrecting people when they go down, but that wasn't too bad, I don't think. I didn't mind that much. Now, of course, the biggest problem with that game was in Europe, Sony decided to step in and make it so that any version which wasn't the PS3 or the Sony versions wouldn't get released until November.
I remember us covering this in the news show.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a fair bit of uproar about
it. A really cheap move by Sony there. Now, I got it off Amazon for the same price. Actually, it would be slightly cheaper than the UK retail by importing it from America.
Well, in a world in which there is the internet, it's very difficult to keep region-specific dates and things going, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just really cheap and nasty. And a bad move, Sony. And that they did it later on as well.
Yep.
And it was really quite nasty. Bad, Sony. Bad. Moving on. Transformers Revenge of the Fallen. I assume that's bad. I didn't play it. I played the first Transformers movie game. Which could have been great. It wasn't.
Okay, fair enough.
But it could have been.
I still haven't seen either film yet.
June the 23rd.
Yeah.
Overlord 2.
Overlord 2. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed the first one.
Or Overlorder, as it's called. Yes, much like the first one.
Yeah, very similar, but expanded mechanics. Yeah.
Bits expanded mechanics.
Take over individual minions and play as them on some levels.
Yeah, it brushed over the and smoothed over the rough points of the first game, and really quite fun.
More of the same, but slightly better.
But I haven't completed it.
No?
Much like the first game.
Ah, right.
I got so far through that
I did actually complete the first game in the end. I had that on the PC. Took some doing, but... Yeah.
I'm going to complete that this year, I think.
There we go.
That's on my list, yeah. what next? Spore Galactic Adventures. Screw that.
Spore, yeah. Spore came and went. It was a bit flash in the pan, I gather.
Last year. This is Galactic Adventures, which was the expansion,
which
took the good bit of Spore and made it bigger. The good bit of Spore being the Galactic Exploration one.
I thought people didn't like that game. Most people liked the early Cell bits.
Then they're wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
I like that bit. next, we've got... can't see again. Blood Bowl.
Blood Bowl.
Which released on Windows then and 360 later in the year.
Right.
And I'll talk about it.
It's June still, yeah.
Which, a very, very accurate and quite good adaptation of the old Games Workshop board game.
That's what you want.
I can't win a match on that toffee.
Yeah.
And I really have to sit down with Andy and ask him where I'm going wrong. Because I haven't really played Blood Bowl since, I think, 93 or something stupid. My copy of Blood Bowl had the polystyrene board.
It's going back a bit, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like a AAA title. It's a little bit shonky and feels a bit cheap.
Yeah.
But it's a good game.
Fair enough.
But if you you're not a Blood Bowl fan, I wonder if you'd like it and whether
does it stand on its own.
You might be better off with NFL 2010,
something that's a bit more proper American football.
You don't kill as many people in NFL,
which may detract some people.
Yes. Next, we got Cure of Juarez, Bound in Blood, on June the 30th.
Right.
Which
Wild Western.
Wild Western, just after the Civil War. Shooter.
But it's all big Sergio Leone classic, isn't it?
Sort of. I haven't completed it. I don't know why I haven't.
Hmm.
It's quite fun.
Scheduling, I guess, looking at the number of titles you're picking out of this list.
That's the thing. There was that bit then, and then it goes quiet for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And then goes nuts.
Ah.
And, yeah, it's a good game, not a great game.
Mm. Mm.
It's an enjoyable game.
Fill a few months until something else comes along, yeah.
Well, a few days. Some of the games take for me now, a couple of days. It's got some great moments. It's got a wonderful when you surprise stuff, shoots multiple shots thing. The mechanic was taken into Modern Warfare 2, for instance.
Yeah.
They probably came up with separately, and they both probably ripped off something else. but yeah, not by no means a perfectly executed game, should we say. It had more than a couple of problems.
Troubles, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got July.
Yeah.
July.
So I'm scanning down that list, not seeing anything leaping out.
Tales of Monkey Island released on the PC, which I didn't play, but that was a
new Monkey Island story.
Telltale Games.
Oh, yeah.
Doing their, you know, as they've done with Sam and Max.
Wallace and Gromit.
Bone.
Yeah.
And if they would like to finish the Bone story, I'd be really quite happy.
So episodic
not very long
releases.
Comic. Yeah. Yeah, and tremendously successful.
Because
people want adventure games.
Uh-huh.
We all want adventure games.
It's a dead genre. You don't see much in the way of it these days.
It's not a dead genre. It's just people stopped doing it.
Mm.
And this company is showing that people want it.
Yeah, I think that Telltale's pretty much single-handedly resurrecting the genre with this new sort of episodic approach to it all.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Next, we have...
Let's buy some. Wii Sports Resort!
I played some of that.
Which launched on 20...
You skipped a game.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, go on then.
26th of July, Wii Sports Resort. I was playing that the other day. I went to see my brother's girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
Because he was dropping off there and they had food. And they got a Wii Fit.
Right.
And, you know, I tried the skiing on it. Mm-hmm. I stood on it and I did the balancing.
Yeah.
And then I sat back down on the sofa.
Yeah.
And I pulled the balance board over, and I used it on the sofa with my feet on it, and then I thought, you know, this is silly, and I picked it up and I just pushed the feet.
Very large handheld.
Got a perfect
controller.
Score.
Yeah, it's not about the perfect score, it's about getting fit, surely. But you're not really following into the spirit of it all, I think. There,
I may have had a glass of wine at the time.
Yeah, what was that? So that's the 26th of July, and it basically stayed in the top 10
and it's still there.
Numbers all the way through to today. Yeah, it's phenomenally successful, the Wii Sports Resort.
Sports Resort wasn't that one.
Is it Sports?
Sports Resort was the other one. Resort was Motion Plus jobby.
Is that the bit that came with the Motion Plus, the Sports Resort? That's,
Oh, yeah, I played that one as well. That was silly. I quite like the archery
there. Yeah, basically dominating the charts.
Yes,
for half a year.
Wii completely dominating. But just before that, on July the 8th, was Battlefield
1943.
Which was a downloadable Battlefield game, which was basically 1942.
Yeah, but...
That we used to play.
Yeah, quite a while ago.
And just the same and just as great, just as fun.
Yeah, so it's all basically a touching up and reworking.
Make the graphics look good and just keep the working gameplay.
Yeah, very, very, very compelling core gameplay to it all.
Definitely.
Big charging around a Pacific island, a giant adventure playground, basically.
Next, on July the 30th, there was Fat Princess.
Fat Princess.
Another heavily hyped PlayStation game.
I don't even remember this.
No, it was a PlayStation downloadable game.
Yeah.
And all I'm going to say was it wasn't as good as people said. People said it was wonderful. It wasn't. It was a bit crap.
Right. Let's move swiftly on.
Yeah. August the 4th, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra. Now, this is another thing.
Oh, blimey, look at all that. NDS, PS2, PS3, PSP, Wii, Xbox 360, mobile phone.
That's a sign of a good game, that.
It released on everything.
Yeah. Now, I only really know about this because of the reviews and seeing it on TV shows.
Uh-huh.
And it was awful.
It is, so extremely wide availability.
It's possibly the worst game of the year.
Right. Wow. Excellent.
Move down. Boom, boom, boom. Boring. August the 18th. Wolfenstein.
Ah, Wolfenstein. This was another, not Return to Castle Wolfenstein. That was this quite was a long time ago.
This was a brand new Wolfenstein game, just called Wolfenstein now, because it's been so long you've need to forget
everyone's
the
forgotten
fact
that, it already existed and started our genre, more or less.
So, you know, it's World War II, you're a American hero.
Voodoo undead space Nazis.
Effectively, yeah.
Excellent.
It was very average.
Yeah, so there's Madden NFL 10 there. I know nothing about these, but worth noting the date as a point in history. Yet another installment.
August the 14th, Madden NFL 10 came out and did really good.
It did really well. It always does. Yeah, look out for... my prediction for next year will be Madden NFL 11. That's my big prediction for the coming
my
year.
My prediction for next year is Tiger Woods 2011.
And FIFA 11, I probably.
Actually, the Tiger Woods one ain't going to happen, right, probably.
Fair enough. Anyway.
Moving on a bit, we've got August 24th, Metroid Prime Trilogy.
I should probably know something about these.
It's around somewhere.
That's a Wii game?
Yes.
That's the big Nintendo Metroid thing?
Yeah. And I'm still annoying my brother by not playing it.
Right. There we go.
This is going to last for years.
Keep them coming. Got a big old list.
August the 25th.
Yep.
Batman
Arkham Asylum. Yes. Probably ought to talk a little about this, because that really did capture your imagination, didn't it?
Batman Nirvana.
You weren't playing anything else for about a month.
Who thought that any Batman game could not only be, you know, playable.
Yeah, yeah. It's always important.
Not be good.
It's good,
but be just amazingly good.
Amazingly good. There we go.
You actually felt like you were Batman.
Yeah,
I think people complain that the sneak 'em up bit wasn't strong enough, or the combat bit wasn't strong enough. That's not the point. You're Batman.
You're Batman.
You're not sneaking it up. You are being Batman. You're taking people out when you have to, and then you're beating them up.
Yeah, absolutely. It did look very good. I don't know. The bit I remember mostly was the running along the water platforms, throwing your boomerang at that crocodile guy, which didn't look that great. But the rest of the gameplay bits I saw was.
Yeah,
seemed quite strong.
You're gonna have to play it. It's a brilliant game.
Lots of hanging upside down off of gargoyles and lynching people.
Oh, the hanging down under gargoyles, waiting for somebody to come over, just going down on you, picking them up and then stringing them up.
The big cloak. Oh, yeah, it's all very good. And Mark Hamill was the Joker. It was the other guy as well.
It was the Batman from the cartoons as well. Yes.
Animated.
My favorite Batman and my favorite Joker.
Excellent. So, good casting there.
Yeah.
Good, strong game.
Very good. And they're making the sequel. The sequel was announced at the VGAs.
Right.
The Spike Video Game Awards.
Mm-hmm.
And is set outside of Arkham, which is good.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be great. Of course, we've been outside of Arkham already. Because in the limited special edition box, there was a fight room set in an alleyway. So we have left Arkham, which people have all forgotten about and ignored.
Yeah.
Well, obviously people didn't really pay that much attention to what they're talking
about.
But
it did very well received, and we'll be expecting to see an expansion of that universe in a sequel.
And we're expecting to love it so much that we're going to hurt our tongues licking the box.
lovely image. Oh, look,
September the 1st.
Champions Online. Yeah, so is that the first MMO we've seen in this list?
I think it was.
So it took until like September, the start of September, for any new MMO to be launched.
There must have been other ones launched.
I know, maybe they weren't put on this list here that we're looking. This is on Wikipedia, but I don't remember much else. There was certainly expansion and Ola all year, wasn't there? But
Jumpgate got delayed until never.
Yeah, we'll come back to the what we're looking forward to sections. And the predictions, yeah. But yes, Champions Online launched around the start of September. I think it did fairly well. Did it get a million or so?
No, I don't think it got a million. It was over half a million, I think.
Yeah, so it was respectable, but not earth-shattering. I think some people... was very hit and miss with the cell shading. Not everyone liked that, the graphical style. Some people did. Launched more or less directly against City of Heroes. We were also throwing features.
There was a big patch for City of Heroes then, wasn't there? And is the world big enough for so many superhero games?
Well, it was always going to be the question. And I don't know. At the end of 2009, how do we feel? How do we think? What do we think? I mean, I was pretty much playing City of Heroes all year. And there was some degree of loyalty and bias there, but have now hung that up and haven't yet to play Champions Online myself.
The big problem I had with the game and what actually stopped me playing it was the fact I'd just come off Batman and was still playing it.
And how can you beat Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, I just knew there was nothing which was going going to make me feel so much like a superhero as Batman in that game. And Batman's not really a superhero. He just thinks he is.
Well, in Arkham Asylum, you are the sole focus of the awesome, whereas Champions Online, or City of Heroes for that matter, you are just one of a massive legion of varyingly interesting superheroes.
Yeah, so my interest in the game disappeared.
And as I understand it, Champions is still going fairly strongly.
Yeah, people are still playing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's in any immediate danger of closure.
People keep returning to it and saying it looks good.
Yeah, they run various come and try us out weekends and so on.
Even the limited edition, people said it was good for a while.
Mm. Yeah, so that was our first MMO in September. Yeah. Right.
Also, same day, Guitar Hero 5 was released.
Guitar Hero 5, the latest installment in a very popular kind of franchise there. I've still yet to get a plastic guitar, but it's not going to be far off, I'm sure.
Yeah, not like I say, really. Guitar Hero 5, more songs, more guitars.
Yeah, if you like Guitar Hero 4, then this is for you. When was the Beatles Rock Band?
We'll get to that in a bit.
That turns up later. Right.
Yes, they got it out before Beatles Rock Band for some reason. Don't know why. What next? Soul Calibur. It's the PSP version anyway, and I hate beat 'em ups. Yeah. Section 8.
Section 8, what's that?
That was that demo that I played a bit of with the shoot 'em up thing where you jump down from orbit.
Oh, it is a strange planet-side-y type of 16-player deathmatchy game. I don't know. I'm not sure I saw enough of it to have a judgment.
I tried the demo, and nothing in the demo made me want to play it.
Fair enough. That Birds of Prey thing there, Isle Stormrock. Remember you?
Stormovic.
Yes.
Yes, that's the other big flight sim release.
You were quite positive about that at the time.
Yes, World War II flight sim.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Battlestation Pacific, but we're more proper flying.
Ah, right. So more a simulator model rather than arcade.
You could ramp up the flight model to realistic, and it would be almost
quite
playable.
Rare then, a game of that sort this year at all, and generally you don't see a lot of very high tech flight sims.
Oh, don't forget that Microsoft flight sim shut down.
Didn't they do those anymore?
No.
Oh, dear.
The flight sim
market was always the stalwart, wasn't it?
X-Plane on the PC.
Yeah.
It deserves a mention. X-Plane is brilliant. It's this guy in Houston, I think, or somewhere in Texas.
A sort of one-man band type of
thing. Yeah, and he makes this brilliant game, which effectively killed Microsoft Flight Sim.
Very good flight sim, yeah. So if you're looking for the very technical end of flying a plane, then that's probably the place to try. But this was close. This was
This had a technical end. I'm not sure how accurate the technical end was, but it also had an arcadey end to make it fun if you wanted to just play, and very, very good. Flitting between the different sides of the war. You'd be English in one, you'd be Russian in another.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of planes, and... Yeah, good game.
Stuff.
Very nice graphics as well until you got too close to the ground, but then you blew up anyway.
Shouldn't be that close.
August 8th, Colin McRae Dirt 2.
Okay, another racer.
Yes, we shall take a moment to remember Colin McRae.
Hmm.
And now we'll talk about the game. Like Colin McRae. This is one of the Codemasters racing games. Codemasters, over the last couple of years, have got really, really good at racing games.
Yeah.
Lovely presentation, just immaculately scrumptious presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely driving model. It's a rally game, so lots of sliding around, driving, and it's probably the best rally game there is.
Distinguishing feature being the dagger of sand in the glove box, was it? The wind back the clock.
Do you have a wind back the clock mechanic in that one?
I can't remember.
Most games this year have their dagger of fire.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
I know nothing about racing.
The ability in a racing game to rewind back a bit, and if you go a bit wrong,
try that corner again.
Yeah, that added that in, didn't it? Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it was Dirt 2 you were talking about. That
Dirt 2 has it in. Everything basically has it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, brilliant game.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing a bit of that the other day as well. Where was I? I can't see.
Beatles Rock Band.
August the 9th, only released that day. Beatles Rock Band.
That's the only thing launched on that day, yeah.
Yes. I can basically sum this up in two camps.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the Beatles?
Yes.
If you like the Beatles, you can like the game.
Right.
If you love the Beatles, you can love the game. Mm-hmm. If you hate the Beatles, maybe not the game for you.
So quite singularly focused. The story mode where you follow their career through.
Yes.
Yeah, all that.
Which was interesting because they basically... Their level of technical ability doesn't ramp up linearly along their career.
From a gameplay perspective, their career's not that helpful to play through.
Don't start with really, really simple songs and end with really hard songs.
Yeah.
There's a bumpy road along the way.
Uh-huh.
But the real takeaway thing from that game is the animated videos they did for each song.
Oh, okay.
Which you didn't pay any attention to if you were playing, because you were too busy looking at the string of notes you had to hit.
Mm.
But these lovely animations in the background.
So they've really gone to town with the backgrounds at all.
Mm. And, just brilliant and probably the best music.
It came with
all
the Paul McCartney's special guitar.
Yeah, I got the Paul McCartney. Microphone. Got the Paul McCartney one. I got the John Lennon one. The nice drums.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That did very well, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah, it did, yes. what next? Need for Speed Shift.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Another racing game.
Mm.
Now, this was a.
Quite a few of those.
This was an attempt to reinvigorate the Need for Speed license.
Yeah.
Which has always been sort of street racing with cops.
Oh, yeah.
FMV.
Slightly underground to it all. Yeah.
In fact, there was a Need for Speed Underground.
Oh, right.
Yes. And what they did here was they just sort of stripped all that out and put it on a racetrack. And it's great if you want to play a more aggressive form of driving, because it rewards you for punting people out of the way and bashing them.
It's almost burnout-ish.
If you want. Yeah. But it also rewards if you want to play it the other way of clean, perfect driving.
Mm, yeah, a sort of middle ground between the insanity of burnout.
You can basically choose how you want to play it, and it's quite good that. Yeah, it's quite good, but nowhere near the best driving game of the year.
Mm.
Dirt's better than it, and we'll get to Forza in a bit, which is also better than it.
Right.
Moving on.
Still on through September at the moment.
Down. September the 15th. A lot of games that day.
Yeah.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Okay, what's that all about? It's just a sort of tag team beat 'em up with Marvel characters.
Four-player Marvel top-down RPG type thing.
Oh, right.
I haven't actually put the copy in my... I forgot to play this game. I bought it and forgot to play it.
Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts there.
That's worthy of mention.
Same day, yes, on the DS.
Hmm.
The quite amazing game, from a technical point of view, where you write words and the item appears in-game.
Basic sideways puzzler, platformy type of affair, but completely, using your imagination.
Completely ruined by the controls. You click in the wrong place and you go jump off a cliff.
Right.
But the general idea of it and the technical achievement, quite amazing. You type in Cthulhu, Cthulhu appears.
Yeah. I had a quick go at it myself. I was quite staggered by its vocabulary. There's an awful lot of time and effort had gone into filling it up.
1,000 words.
All of which was wasted because you could solve every problem with a helicopter and some rope.
People moved on to jetpack after that.
Jetpack's the new thing, is it? Right. I see.
But yeah, quite good.
Very innovative, if not perhaps challenging.
Scribblenauts 2, I would like to see, because that will get it right.
Mm, okay.
Next, Wet.
Wet, yes.
Elijah Dushku, whatever her name is. Her from...
Basically Kill Bill, the game, isn't it?
The woman from Dollhouse, Buffy.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, let us not forget True Lies.
True Lies. There you go.
Yes. Everything comes back to True Lies in this one.
So what did we think of that? You weren't that impressed? But you sort of had a turnaround, didn't you? Initially you weren't that impressed, but then you came back to it.
The first level really, 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 really sucks. Mm. Same with the demo. But it gets better the more further you get in. It never becomes... Never really pokes its head up beyond being a good game.
Yeah.
It might actually just be an average game. But it's quite playable and quite enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the first level really, really is not good.
Fair enough.
And yeah, they're probably... A lot of people decided not to like the game because of that, I guess.
Mm. Oh, look, an MMO.
Where?
Fallen Earth, 22nd of September.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
That's been going a while then, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know. I got the impression it was a somewhat low-key launch. I didn't remember seeing a huge amount of stuff about it anywhere, but perhaps I wasn't deliberately following it. Post-apocalyptic survival scenario.
I'm tempted. It's been quite cheap on Steam,
yeah.
And I'm quite tempted to go in, but I'm looking at it thinking... Could this be a bit more Fallout 3? Which I know is not the attitude to take, because I will be disappointed.
I think everyone looks at it and thinks, is that a Fallout 3 MMO that will do until a proper Fallout MMO arrives after litigation and whatever?
No.
Was it not Interplay be. Insider having big old wranglings about the license of an MMO?
Enough people whose opinions I respect.
I see a lot of good things about it, yeah.
Yeah, I say that it's quite fun.
Quiet, low-key success, I think.
I don't think a... post-apocalyptic games ever going to be the mass success of, say, a big fantasy game.
Well, the fact that the post-apocalyptic scenario and situation itself is intrinsically a bit of a downer, you know?
Yeah.
It's a place for reflection and wandering alone and surviving in the wilderness, which...
And while some of us may like that sort of attitude...
It's not... I don't know, perhaps it's slightly runs counter to large social activities and working on large raids together. I don't know. I'm not sure. I mean, I remember playing Neocron 2 and thinking it was a fantastic game for just wandering around on your own, which happened to be just as well. but Fallen Earth is still going. It's still out there, still doing its thing.
You
see quite a few things on Massively about it.
I think that's because Sean plays it still.
Right.
Sean really likes his post-apocalyptic games.
Excellent.
That's why he's got a podcast about it.
So, yeah. So, check that out. Yep. It's still around and still doing its thing.
Yeah. And quite cheap occasionally on Steam. So, definitely worth looking out for.
You get a month free in the box. Yeah. Oh, another MMO. Aeon, the Tower of Eternity.
Yes.
Aeon. However you pronounce that. 22.
Massive launch.
22nd of September. Massive, yeah.
Massive game.
Yeah. I saw a lot of PR and bump for that. It was right up there with ODST.
Of course,
launched roughly, well, the same day.
Yeah. It's basically a game which had paid for itself before the Western release because it's so big in the Far East.
Yeah, this launch in particular, Aeon, the Tower of Eternity, 22nd of September, that would have been just the Western release, and this game already exists in the Far East.
Yeah, with 10 million or something stupid like that from the last numbers I looked at.
So this is just bonus money for them, however it did. It did fairly well. You see a fair amount of talking about it. I think a lot of people from personal anecdotes, so I'm thinking of some of the Tuesday Noob Club and Our Sister Guilds and stuff, all went off to try it and weren't that impressed with the quite grind-tacular gameplay of it all.
It's an Eastern
Well, yeah. And even if you friendly it up for the Western market, I mean, you still can't adapt core gameplay that much without it becoming an entirely different game. A very pretty game, but very repetitious. I think it is a very Eastern MMO.
Yeah. But still respectable numbers.
I think
by no means a flop.
I'm sure they got the million at least.
It's the most successful MMO launch of the year.
Yeah.
And you can probably
three so far.
You can probably afford to shed a lot more players before it stops being the most successful.
I imagine there will be a cheap seats at some point where I go and have a look for myself. But
I got beta access for that, but never managed to make it run. Halo 3 ODST.
Yeah, that was on the same day, September 22nd. Yeah, what did you reckon of that?
I liked it.
You like it?
Too short.
Yes, criticisms for the very short story.
Well, okay, I thought it was too short, but then I played Modern Warfare 2 single player, and now I think that...
Which brought new definitions of short.
That brought new definitions to taking the piss with the single player gameplay.
We'll come to that later in the end.
It's good. People, I don't know what people expected, but it sort of hints the way I think the Halo universe is going to go game-wise.
Yeah, more sort of prequels and other people's viewpoints. You can't just keep cranking up Master Chief's
The next one's
adventure.
Another Master Chief game.
Right, I see.
Back before he's Master Chef.
it
covers his going through the competition and trying to deliver the meals that the judges like.
Yeah, getting that béarnaise right.
Yes, no, I liked it. It's short. The cooperative multiplayer in-game is good, and the cooperative firefight mode is excellent.
Featured an enormous amount of people from Firefly as well.
And it had most of the cast of Firefly. So, yes, that's a very good game. And
and that's 360 only.
Yep.
That's their big Bungie flagship franchise, I guess.
Was that one actually Bungie? Actually, I think it was, wasn't it? Yeah. Next, we have Spyborg, Snakes, and all that. Professor Layton and the Diablo
Diabolical Box.
Yes.
Another little DS title there.
Yeah.
Puzzle game.
Can't really say much about it beyond it's another Professor Layton game.
Right.
And so, therefore, good. Dead Space Extraction.
Has
the best first level of any game ever.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say why.
You want to rant about this, I know.
No. I'm not going to say... I can't rant about it without ruining the first level. So, play the first level on the Wii.
But this was basically a sci-fi, psychological, shoot-em-up horror game.
On the Wii.
Because it was on the Wii.
And because both Wii users are too stupid.
Too stupid. It's been the Wii's been extensively marketed at families and getting fit and fun, bright games with plastic. So, I think perhaps this was a misjudged release and they probably should have gone on a different platform if they wanted it to do very well. It didn't do as well, nearly as well as it ought to have done.
It didn't do very well at all, though.
No.
A much better game than people give it credit for.
Okay.
Ignore those.
Skip.
See that game, Wii Fit Plus, ignore that.
Wii Fit Plus.
No, I can't really talk about
October
that.
October the 4th.
Oh, Cities XL on Cities October XL. The 9th.
Oh, another MMO, yes. I still know almost nothing about this, and because it has no free trial, and I want a free trial before I go and buy it. But yeah. Essentially, I think...
It has a single-player aspect.
Yeah. What I'm gathering is it is basically SimCity Online, and I have no idea how that can even work, let alone what it's like. So I shall be looking for a cheap seats for that at some point this coming year, and we'll probably talk more about it at the time. But yes, that was another MMO release, October the 9th there.
Yep.
And it's still going, for all I know, but you hear almost nothing about it. It's all very closed and secretive.
Yeah. October the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Two games released, which are worth talking about.
Go for it.
First.
Yep.
Brutal Legend.
Brutal Legend.
Because you can never have too much Tim Schafer and metal.
A very entertaining title that I look forward to borrowing soon. And I may even have to buy.
I've got to finish it first.
You still haven't finished it, right?
I was collecting stuff again earlier.
I remember just watching bits of you playing it, and it is just so ridiculously over the top. It is like a 70s concept metal album cover brought to life.
Whatever deficiencies or not quite good bits are in the gameplay is made up for by the world.
It has a fantastic sense of humour and a real charm to it. But yes, I remember seeing criticisms about particular gameplay elements.
And a lot of people not expecting it to be a RTS.
Yeah, the sudden inclusion of RTS elements in a run-around third-person chop-em-up.
Yeah, but the world means that that's one of my favourite games of the year.
It was... Yeah, like nothing else I'd seen anywhere else all year. So I think it wins a lot on that, just on its own, yeah.
And, the only other game
Uncharted
that released...
Uncharted 2.
Yeah, some minor release. Not really important, didn't do anything right.
Oh, you've gushed loads about this.
Yeah, Uncharted 2, possibly the best put-together game of all time ever.
Really? That's strong.
Hmm. Yeah.
And a PS3 exclusive.
PS3 exclusive. Hmm. And I still haven't seen any announcement of them selling their second million.
Really? So we think perhaps...
It may not have sold as well as people wanted it to.
Perhaps the platform itself, if that had gone with a cross-platform release instead...
Could it have?
You'd have seen a huge amount on the 360, perhaps.
The question is, could it run on the 360?
Was it technically very powerful and very innovative then?
Yeah. Hmm. Yes, but brilliant game. Play it if you haven't. And, tragic that it didn't sell 10 million copies like a certain other game, which is coming up in a bit.
Hmm. On to October then. This is still October. Borderlands.
Oh yeah, Borderlands.
Ah, let's see. No, game I bought.
I didn't play any of that.
You played loads of it.
I've got every single achievement in Borderlands.
You 100%ed it. It was that good. Yeah.
Is DLC out this week?
Yeah, it's a sort of Wild West meets Mad Max on a distant foreign colony with all sorts of
It's
crazy...
sort of post-apocalyptic, but not.
Mm, a huge sense of humour to it all.
Imagine the world's in Firefly.
Yeah, very Firefly-ish. Yeah. And it literally did have a gazillion guns, which were all procedurally generated and most of them useless.
and a reference to Janestown.
Yeah, there's a lot of Firefly references. It was a good fun. I enjoyed the co-op in that as well. A very good co-op shooter. You'd sort of just charge around with three other mates off of your Xbox Live or whatever. And yeah, I did. This was the first and so far only 360 game I've ever bought.
You're a
myself.
Rubbish consumer.
I'm not a very good consumer now. I tend to borrow a lot and I take a long time to get through this stuff. I have completed my first playthrough, but not my second. And I will pick it up again.
I didn't complete my second.
No, you didn't get all the way to the thing at the end?
No, I hit level 50 and thought, okay, I'm done now.
Yeah.
But then I went to kill zombies.
A lot of fun. I don't know why I stopped playing it. I think possibly another shiny came along. But while I was playing it, I was playing it intensely. It was very compelling.
Basically, they're adding Thunderdome this week. So, yeah, we're no doubt we'll all be back in there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yes.
FIFA 10 there on the same day, just as a point of reference.
That's a different day.
Is it? A Borderlands.
Oh, no.
20th.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. FIFA 10.
Hmm.
Yes. You played that, didn't you?
I had a go around a friend's house, yeah.
I never played a FIFA.
It's sort of growing on me. I mean, I don't like football much, but just the sort of RTS of it all.
Ooh. It's only building.
As all your little players are moving forward as a grid, you're supposed to pass the ball between the people, see, and so they don't get tackled. I'm talking too much about things I don't know anything about. But yes, that was then.
Massive hit.
Mm.
Ignore that. 22nd Trine. Let's ignore that because I haven't actually played that yet, although I should have.
Forza Motorsport 3.
Okay, yes, let's talk about that.
You are such a massive fanboy of that.
I know.
October the 27th.
Although it keeps making... My races are now up to pushing 40 miles.
Oh, dear. You've still not completed it yet, then?
No. I'm level 40 or 41, I forget which, out of 50.
Yeah.
And I'm going to 100% this game, I've decided.
Right.
So I didn't 100% the last one because I got bogged down and we have to make enough money to buy all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's great. It's a brilliant driving game.
Excellent.
Yeah, not real.
Very impressed with the technical end of it all.
Technical end, very good.
Looks fantastic.
I've been spending an awful lot of time tuning cars because you get to a point where you realise that really you should tune them for your driving style.
Mm.
Which basically, I need to corner. I can give up straight line
turn
speed,
more, yeah.
But I really need the downforce. What else? Never played that. You'll play that. You'll play that. You'll play that. Crack of Time. I actually play that. I bought that, but I haven't played it.
It got very busy in October, didn't it?
It did.
Look at that. Often like 10 titles released a day in some cases.
DJ Hero, some people liked it. I thought it was a bit expensive and I don't really like DJing.
Torchlight, that was a big
I
hit.
Own Torchlight.
I still haven't played it yet, but...
I own it.
You own it, that's a start, yeah.
It was cheap on Steam.
Seeing a lot of very good things about that. Basically a reworked Diablo, a new variant of, by some of the people who did do Diablo 2, I think.
Yep.
It's certainly pipped Diablo 3 to the post, anyway.
Right,
I think there's likely to be an MMO made of it because of its success.
That was the idea, was that they did the single-player game to make the MMO, which, of course, they're now doing with the Stargate game.
Stargate Worlds now, so that seems to be the plan for them, yeah.
Okay, November.
Yes, November
3rd. We've got Lego Rock Band.
Uh-huh.
Like Rock Band, but Lego-y.
Yeah, there's not much more you can say about that, really, if you like the Lego games.
And Dragon Age.
Dragon Age Origins, that was the big event there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Early November. I didn't partake, but...
It's many hours of gameplay. I've forgiven it the lackluster originality.
You start to see quite a bit of a backlash against BioWare for repetitious reuse of
there
the same
no
story template.
There is no reason why fantasy games can't have different plots. You do not have to do the same one again and again and again and again and again.
Well, it's interesting because this is like the fourth or fifth or sixth big RPG extravaganza by the BioWare team that's used this similar sort of narrative template, and it's only up until now, this Dragon Age Origins, where it all started to get a bit, people started to get a bit restless with the reuse of it.
Yeah.
But from what I gather, a fine game in many other respects. I don't know. I mean, because I loved Jade Empire.
It's very well
put together.
It was
basically the same story. Mass Effect also.
Very good voice acting. Yeah. Silly blood effects.
The comedy blood splatter. I will always remember that.
We need to look a bit more adult.
Splat.
Splop.
It's like
I've cut my finger. Splop.
Somebody stop letting those paint bombs off. It's not helping.
It's a bit silly.
Yeah.
Right. Let's move on to November the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Dragon Ball Z Raging Blast was released.
Yeah, should we ignore that and move on to the other three titles?
Okay, there was Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah, it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 10th of November, and outsold every game ever made, ever.
Ever.
Ever. And possibly many movies, too. It was an absolute maelstrom of success. Like 8 million players online at one point, and something stupid like that.
And... Actually, it was a million concurrency.
Is it half a billion it sold, cash-wise, dollars? Stupid numbers.
The high point of shooters.
It just took everyone by surprise that the market was actually that big. And I remember a very similar sort of reaction to GTA 4 back when that launched. That wasn't this year, but back a few years ago when that launched, everyone was like, God, look how much money computer games can make. And now Modern Warfare 2's topped that record again.
It's a very, very, very good game. Single player's too short, and
very
quite
short
frankly, the writing in it is complete tosh. You can only get away with copying the bits that worked in the last game so much, killing the guy at the end of the level.
Well, yeah, that Modern Warfare 2 also brought us the No Russian level.
Yes.
That level in the airport, which caused an enormous storm.
Which I think everyone's pretty much agreed was a big mistake.
Yeah.
And they should never have done that.
A step too far, perhaps.
There were so many better ways of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But
of course, that revitalised the media, mass media debate about video game violence.
Which helped it sell
even more. Yeah, it's all quite cunning, I think. Perhaps not entirely deliberate, but certainly worked for them.
But yeah, it's hard to argue with how good the game was.
And it's still selling very high even today.
Yeah. We move on to November the 17th. Lego Indiana Jones 2. The adventure continues.
Okay.
The first...
Lego Indiana Jones.
The first Lego What's It game that I haven't bothered buying because I'm fed up with the whole idea of them.
Yeah, you're getting a bit jaded to the hey, it's all cute because it's made of Lego.
They don't add anything new.
Mm-hmm. Plus it features the crystal skull.
And there was danger of the crystal skull, so we avoided that and moved along. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So the least said about that, the better. Right. God of War collection on the PS3.
Yeah.
Which we're not talking about because we don't get it.
I haven't seen or played or know what that even is.
It's in the limited edition of God of War 3 over here.
Oh, look, there's one. What? Assassin's Creed 2.
No, Discovery.
No, further down. Okay. Assassin's Creed 2, 17th of November.
Yeah, do you want to do the game above it first?
Oh, it's that? Oh, Left 4 Dead 2.
Yes.
On the same day.
Yeah.
Mm, pitted one against the other.
Left 4 Dead 2 and Assassin's Creed 2 released on the same day. Uh-huh. And also, the game after.
Which is Tony Hawk Ride. Yeah. Oh, that was with the peripheral
skateboard. We'll get to that a second. Yes, yeah. Left 4 Dead 2.
Mm-hmm.
Left 4 Deader.
Left 4 Deader. I don't remember you talking much about it.
I actually played it. Me and my brother were up really late, because his Xbox is here at the moment, and we were up really late on Christmas Eve.
So I got the impression that we just skimmed over that.
I haven't played it that much, that's all.
Fair enough. Because it's all so busy at the end of this
and
year.
It's incredibly good, and it needs a chunk of time to play through a level.
Right, so we still don't know about that.
It's good. I know about it, it is good.
Fair enough.
It's just I haven't really sat down and spent the time with enough people to play it properly.
So very much the multiplayer is the core gameplay.
Yeah, there's a single player version with AIs, but
not nearly as good.
It's a small shadow of the greatness, which
same
is the
as Left 4 Dead 1.
Yeah. There's Assassin's Creed 2.
And you really went for that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Is that another one you 100%ed or
not yet?
Not quite.
I've still got some collecting to do.
Mm, but very much improved on the original, which was quite a strong game. Itself.
I liked the original. A lot of people didn't like the original, but I'd be surprised if many people don't like.
I'm still plodding through the original myself. I'll get there eventually, but I do enjoy it. A lot.
Very good game.
Very atmospheric.
Yeah, so we'll get to that later as well because I need to say more stuff about it. Yeah, then Tony Hawk Ride.
Yeah.
It's just great seeing Tony Hawk appear on various things like the VGAs and whatnot in various interviews saying, it's a good game.
People didn't give it enough time. Is it possible to play Tony Hawk Ride with a normal controller?
I don't know.
Buggers bought it, so no one knows. Fair enough.
Yeah, the skateboard's silly.
I think the peripheral's probably quite limited and probably holding back sales if it's required.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, the Tony Hawk's game... Tony Hawk games. It's Tony Hawk's, so everyone thinks that Tony Hawk's called
Morris
Tony
and the
Hawks,
Miners,
and not Tony Hawk's of the Morris and the Miners and Around Ireland with a Fridge fame. the reviews of those games have been getting worse and worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
And Skate came along, Skate 2,
which
using the controller,
basic stuff that you get with the
just using the thumbsticks, did a much better job.
So the implementation much stronger, and this is suffering as a result.
Yeah. Not a lot I can say about it, really. It's a bit of a rubbish game. Then December. December, nice short month because, everything releases in November.
Yeah. And everyone's releasing in the build-up to Christmas.
There's the Avatar game, which I saw it at Eurogamer and don't really care.
Yeah.
The Saboteur. A game which I was not expecting to take up my December.
Yeah, sort of late entry and a surprise there, I think.
Because I really do like the open world games. And
another sandbox game, this time in World War II Paris.
Yep.
He was a based on real life Irish spy type.
No, he was a British spy.
Was he?
Yeah. But he's an Irishman.
Yeah.
Played by Robert Aiken Downs.
Okay.
Yes, and a lot of people didn't like it. The reviews were awful. Edge hated it.
Yeah.
Edge forgot to ask whether or not it was fun.
This sparked your backlash a little bit.
Yes, but it was a good game. It was fun and very enjoyable, very atmospheric, and you got to blow stuff up with dynamite. What more do you need?
You're easily amused.
Yeah.
Oh, Algonon there, look. I believe that's an MMO, but I know almost nothing about it.
I believe it is, but so I wasn't going to mention it because I know nothing about it either.
No, quite. But
this whole not working for massively thing means I can ignore whole games.
This is being addicted to existing MMOs and expansions means I do miss out on a lot of new stuff. So I'm counting 4 MMOs.
I'm sure there are more.
4 releases. I'm counting 2 games I actually bought in a whole year, which is pathetic.
I've counted a couple of £1,000 worth of games that I've actually bought.
Yeah, you, on the other hand, got most of that list. So, a busy year. I mean, do you find the schedule was particularly hectic this year compared to
previous years? Not really, because games only really take a weekend to play.
They're getting shorter.
I'm not really. I've just given up sleep.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
Actually, the release schedule for games this year was just about right, apart from a couple of times weren't enough.
Yeah, and then it all got I'm not a bit normal. Mental in November.
So average people probably do believe that.
Yeah, well, I'm not normal either, but I tend the wrong way, and I bought two games this year. Yeah. Enjoyed them both.
You'll buy more next year.
Well, I've been mostly borrowing games from your good self, and also just working on existing MMOs that I've got, that I've already had for a long time and are still playing.
We'll have to cure you of that MMO thing.
So I need to. So yes, my year in MMO gaming. Let's see. We started with a Lotro Static Group.
Yes,
very early. Perhaps I think toward the very tag end of last year. But we've been pursuing that all the way through.
And
this
unlike
year.
The Americans, we still have a Lotro Static Group.
Let's not get
group.
All competitive. About
why not?
It. Because that's not a polite and dignified thing to do. Anyway, we've been started at basically level one around January, yep. And we're now various shades of 55 and 56, 57.
We're definitely at the end game-ish.
Yeah, well, we were largely inspired to start the Static Group because of the launch of the Mines of Moria. And
we got there.
We finally got there around November time, early November. We've been pottering about in there now. I'm level 59 myself, which means I'm about half an XP bar off of finishing the Moria content that I first signed up to do a year ago. So it's been a good year. But in that space of that year, we've been taking it fairly easy. Well, perhaps 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
3 or 4 hours a week on a Monday and just pottering through. We initially started off doing the stories, but then we had a bit of a revolt and a bit of a grump and a bit of a hissy fit toward the sort of September, October time when it became apparent the stories that it's the last half of the Shadows of Angmar, which would have been the original launch content. You get up to book 8 and to get to Rivendell and do the bits and pieces there, all great fun, good solid stuff, a good pacing, and then 9, 10, 11, 12, they all start to degenerate into sort of bolt-on travel quests and something of a grind to it all, and they just really markedly weren't as compelling. Now we're working on volume 2 instead, rather than finishing off volume 1.
Yeah.
And the Moria stuff is much better. I mean, it's like they've just given up with the group stuff and made it soloable. I think there are a few group quests in there ahead of us still, but I mean, I'm right the way up onto book 4 of the volume 2, and I've been able to solo most of that quite happily. And it has been an interesting story. It basically picks up the trail of The Fellowship have gone through Moria already, and you turn up a bit later on with this company of dwarves who are going to make this big push to reclaim Moria for the dwarven people, and it works really well. I mean, they do a lot that works in and around the things that Moria had featured in the books. You know, you visit chambers of this, that, and the other where events from the books happened, and it's all very, very geeky, very good from the book spotting stuff. Much better pacing, and it's regrettable it's solo, but it seems pragmatic.
Yeah.
I suppose we're more or less based around the 21st Hall now. I think a few of us have stuck our head out the far side of Moria, but we've not really seen Lothlorien yet, and they've just done the Siege of Mirkwood, so we've not seen any of that yet either. But the skirmishing, mixed opinions on that.
I don't like it.
We'll see how that goes, yeah.
I keep dying and bankrupting myself.
Well, the solo skirmishing seems very well balanced, very enjoyable, but as soon as you start cranking it up to Small Fellowship or Large Fellowship or Raid, apparently it does massively go too crazy with difficulty. And
played an hour and a half with you guys on Monday and bankrupted myself
on repairs. Yeah, I do. Maybe we suck. Do write in and let us know. But if you're going to do that, please also let us know how we can not suck, because we're probably missing something. I don't know. So yeah, I had a lot of good fun with Lord of the Rings. I've been doing Guild Wars all year, the Tuesday New Club. It's a low key affair with a small membership, but a consistent one. And we've been basically picking through a game that we'd pretty much all long finished years ago, but still somehow seem to find things to do every week. So that's all good stuff. A couple of new members showing up here and there, a couple of departures, which is all to be expected. I wonder about the Guild Wars, where we'll continue into next year. I think we will out of force of habit, because we like hanging out with each other, but the content really is starting to wear a bit bare and thin, and I think we really could have done with Guild Wars 2 turning up when it was initially slated to do so.
Well, everything I've heard about Guild Wars 2 says you're not going to like it.
Well, yeah, I mean, apparently it's going to be a fairly different sort of game to the So the one we know and love.
They don't want an awful lot of instancing.
No, and they want much more normal levels and much more normal gameplay. So we'll see what that means.
As long as they don't throw out everything that's good about Guild Wars, we'll be okay.
Will we see what that means? 2011's a long way away, and I wonder if the interest in our guild will hold together for a whole nother year with basically the same content we've done quite a lot of to death. We've moved more toward the end game sorts of activities, the Underworld, Fisher of Woe, Tomb of the Primeval Kings, but even there, you know, I mean, is that going to last us? I wonder about that. Spent a year in City of Heroes.
Yep.
Under the auspices of Foxy Bimbo and Welsh Troll there.
Who have had their baby
now. Congratulations. Apparently,
you must be very relieved.
Something of a protracted labour, but all healthy and well from what we hear. So, well done there. Worked a hero from about level 10 I'd had knocking about before all the way up to 50 on the good side. Enjoyed a lot of seeing all the different zones there and different types of content. Worked a villain up from 1 through to about 30 odd. And it's sort of, what with one thing or another, obviously our two excellent hosts having a child it tends to put something of a dampener on the available playtime, but I think it had sort of reached a natural conclusion anyway, the static group we had going there. We'd seen quite a lot of it, and it was starting to get a bit samey. Some of the group had been through it already and seen it all as 1 to 50 characters in previous years. So a good year there, but we've hung it up now at the end of this year, so we shall probably be picking that up again sometime after City of Rogues shows up, the big third way that they're adding as their main their large expansion push. Probably not the day they launch.
What drives them mad?
Yes, thank you, Zap. So that was all good fun. Later in the year, I can't remember when we started, but in recent months we've been playing a lot of DDO as well as a kind of static guild ongoing thing. Lots of people from the Tuesday New Club, perhaps, a little fed up with Guild Wars and looking for something different and new, but also lots of other friends from other games and other settings all seem to have congregated in there. I mean, I put some notes about how to get in touch with us in there on the forum, but we're sort of picking through the free content at the moment and starting to dabble in the paid stuff. And I think perhaps I'll end up with a subscription to the thing, you know, as an economical way to continue seeing new stuff. And that's been my year in MMOs, really. I'm very much a case of contentment with existing titles that I'm quite enjoying, you know, not necessarily jumping for a new shiny just because I feel like I've need to see something else. It's been about the static groups, it's been about the guild, it's been about friendships rather than settings. And I wonder if any of these games it mattered what games they were at all.
I played Lotro.
And you've not really been playing much EVE either.
Not really. Training. I think I've pretty much given up on MMOs.
Yeah. Is that what this year has taught you?
Yeah, it's taught me that MMOs suck and I'd rather be blowing stuff up in a single player.
I think this year's taught me that I prefer friends to games.
Yeah. Shall we move on to our end of year awards?
Yes, okay.
Okay. First off, worst acting in a computer game.
Worst acting in an MMO. I have no opinion.
Computer game.
Oh, in a computer game. Okay. I have no real opinion here. I love all bad cutscenes equally.
Yeah. This, for me, I think has to be from Brutal Legend.
Yeah.
Lemmy.
Well, it's all very well having the rock legend in there, but can he actually act?
He was picked to the post by Ozzy.
Ozzy's close, is he?
Yeah. The problem is, you get these rock gods in, and unfortunately, they've completely destroyed themselves with drink and drugs and...
Yeah, their primary area is singing, and that was generally about 30 years ago.
Yes. Incidentally, he's also one of my high points of the acting year, because just having him in there made the game so great.
It is awesome.
Okay, biggest shock of the year.
Biggest shock of the year.
Yeah. For me, I'd say that would be Arkham Asylum being good.
Right. I see. I didn't really have a particular shock.
Yeah, you did.
I wrote stuff down.
You wrote stuff down in
biggest
the pub
shock
earlier.
Of the year. Oh, yeah, we were in the pub. Borderlands, I've written there. I think that came out of nowhere and surprised everyone with how great it was.
Yeah.
To the point where I, the most picky and discerning of shoppers, it was one of the two games I bought all year.
You can't say better than that. Okay, best game.
Best game. Okay, what did you write?
I didn't write anything because I knew what it was going to be, and it's Assassin's Creed 2.
Assassin's Creed 2.
It pipped everything else. It even beat Uncharted 2.
As we saw just not so long ago, that was basically a game that was out in the last month. Is it the recentness?
No. I finished it and moved on.
You genuinely believe.
And I believe that's one of the best games of the year.
Your best game of 2009.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed 2. Right, my best game of 2009 will be Lord of the Rings Online, I think. many of the static group adventures that I've enjoyed.
Do you not want to read what you wrote down earlier?
Do I write something else? Oh, God, no, I've got it wrong, haven't I? Well, I can't see your notepad from here. Well, okay, that's my best MMO then. Yes, I actually have something else there. My best MMO is Lord of the Rings Online. Yeah, I think the Moria stuff was fantastic when we finally got to it. And I also was just seeing the original Shadows of Angmar stuff for the first time. And it's a game that is an enormously accurate to the source material. And that's something I appreciate greatly. Yeah. Lots of good fun as a group in there. Lots of opportunities to do group things and have fun as a team. And a very well-detailed world.
I think I'd have to agree with that, because it's the only one I really played.
Well, yes, the only MMO you played. All right, so, sorry, yes. My best
game.
My best game. I'm going This is pathetic, I can't say it. Jade Empire.
What, the original Xbox game?
The original Xbox One title, which is at least 5 years old. Yes, okay. I picked that up second-hand this year in a shop, so that's perhaps three games I bought all year.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed it. Yes, it's the same old BioWare story, but with a fantastically elaborate and different back setting, the whole Eastern mythology thing. The kung fu fighting in it was implemented really well. I enjoyed that. And the story just, really did bring me along for the ride. And enjoyed it immensely. Okay. I recommend it to anyone.
Best world in a game you played in?
I'm not even going to... Yeah, I need to see the list, really. All right, best world. I've written Stillwater there.
Okay, yes, I can understand that.
Which is the city from Saints Row 2. Yeah. A fantastic playground of vice, explosions, mayhem and badness, and very cathartic as well. And just the sheer amount of activities written, that added into the thing all over the place. It's good. Lots to do. Very interesting. Very good fun.
I think I would have to go with Brutal Legend.
You're going with the world of Brutal Legend, yeah. Yes. I think it was amazing. Just watching over your shoulder some of the completely over-the-top landmarks everywhere. Yep.
Next, best new space game.
Best new space game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I skipped this category because I've never.
Yeah, there wasn't one. Fix that world.
Oh, so we have a bit of a lack of sci-fi this year?
There was a
Dead
lack
Space
of...
Extraction?
No, not a space game. You're not a space flying around game.
Oh, I see. Well, we had high hopes for Jumpgate Evolution. Didn't really show up. We got Black Prophecy, still not here yet.
It's still not going to got a publisher. There's Star Trek Online next year.
Next year, yeah. The Old Republic, probably not really going to be a space game, is it? I don't even know if there's going to be a space
game. They haven't
expansion.
Announced anything about like that, so yeah.
So space not really in favour at the moment.
No.
Your best space game this year is probably EVE Online still.
No, the best space game I played this year, scarily, would probably be X3 or something.
Fair enough.
Yeah, which is still not a great game. Best soundtrack.
Best soundtrack. I don't know, did I write anything for this?
You did, yes.
Let's see, I've written Fallout 3 there.
Game from last year, but yeah.
Oh, that's a game from last year. I really don't remember any solid, stirring, memorable soundtracks from the games I've played that were out this year.
There have been some of the best soundtracks in games ever this year.
Brutal Legend, if you like metal.
Brutal Legend has a bit of metal in it. Assassin's Creed 2 has some brilliant music. Arkham Asylum had some great music in it.
Yeah, it's an often overlooked thing, and I do tend to absorb myself into the
Uncharted 2 has a brilliant soundtrack.
Yeah,
but ODST had the best soundtrack of the year.
Fair enough.
You can't beat the music in a Halo game. It about 99% of the atmosphere in a Halo game is the music.
Right.
Or maybe exaggerating.
Fair enough. What else we got?
Best fist fight with a pope.
Best fist fight with a pope. I didn't have anything for this one.
That'll be Assassin's Creed 2.
I didn't beat a pope to death with my fists all year.
I didn't beat a pope to death with my fists. I just beat him
just
up.
Into submission. Fair enough. He is a holy man after all.
Yes. Okay, we got the Mark Hamill Award for being Mark Hamill.
That's likely to go to Mark Hamill.
Yes, that goes to Mark Hamill.
For his performance as the Joker in Arkham Asylum.
Yes. Worst advertising.
Worst advertising? I don't know. You're making these up now. Go on then, what?
Of course I'm making them.
Yes.
I'm giving it to Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno. Okay. What were the adverts for that like?
The fake religious protest and the win yourself a booth,
the
babe.
Acts of lust. Yes. They sent people out on a convention floor to camera phone themselves groping booths, babes, and then sending them to a Twitter account.
Wonderful idea.
Genius.
Yeah. Best flight sim.
Best flight sim. This is a trick question. There weren't any?
No, there were. There was two, but we covered it not half an hour ago.
That'd be the Hawks thing, then.
Yeah. No, I'm saying IL-2 Stormovik.
You think that was the better one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, much better flight sim.
Right.
And best RTS.
Best RTS. Was that Brutal Legend?
No.
Best surprise RTS.
I think the best RTS was Halo Wars.
Halo Wars. Right.
It was a really good RTS.
Hmm.
Do you have an RTS?
I honestly don't think I've played an RTS all year. I may have fired up Dawn of War 1, but that probably doesn't count.
That's not very good now.
No.
And that's all my awards. Congratulations if you won. There's no cash involved. And if you want to win next year, a cash handout
cash
will
can be involved. Yes, fair enough.
Okay, then, shall we do some predictions?
Yes, it's the traditional thing for this kind of show.
And I'm sure no one's going to be able to tell I've had 7 points since the last bit recording.
Continuity, absolutely.
Yeah. Seven points in 2 days.
So we've done a big old list of things we think will happen next year.
Let me just find that list.
Do you want, all right, hit me with the first one. What we got?
Star Trek Online.
Star Trek Online. I think we'll probably get 1 million to start with. The big name, you know, it'll draw interested onlookers. I think it will absolutely follow the same spike and fade pattern that pretty much every MMO always does.
Maybe. I think that it'll be lucky to push 500,000 and the ground combat will basically destroy the game.
Oh, I see. What, the people who like the ground combat will get annoyed with the space bit and vice versa?
Yeah.
Possibly. I think we're possibly going to be trying a static group there.
I believe we are, yes.
I think we'll have to see
how Matt, I don't know about you guys.
Well,
there's only 4 people in a group, I think, so that could be a problem.
Slots. Yes.
And if there just aren't enough slots to go around, that's going to be a massive problem for the game.
Well, yeah, if we've got 6 people or if we've got 8 people, I suppose we could do 2. I don't know. Yeah. Have to see how that all works, really.
We could start raiding from the start. Okay. Mm. Stargate.
Stargate. I think the single player game that it's now turned out to be will be reasonably successful, but I'm not sure we'll see an MMO ever, to be honest.
I think Stargate is going to flop.
You reckon? Yeah. They've mistimed it with the series and all that sort of thing.
I just don't think enough people care about Stargate's first-person shooter.
Well, I suppose the... Was it Stargate Universe is the current thing? I suppose they'll
Which I like Stargate Universe. I'm the only person on the planet who does. I like what they're trying to do, and I think that they can make it better if they would just be a bit more Galactica-ish and kill more people.
Lots of harsh decisions every episode.
But, I don't think that the game will... I think that they missed their window of opportunity by about two years.
I think the single-player game will do all right for itself, but I'm not sure we'll see an MMO.
Yeah. Next, Cataclysm.
Cataclysm, this is your big Warhammer? Warcraft.
Oh, you've done it again.
There we go.
The number of times throughout the year we've had to edit those.
This is their big Warcraft rework, essentially.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a big job. I'm not sure we'll see it this year. I think we'll see other smaller content inclusions.
I think we'll see it in November. It's got to be the next big patch in November, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, this is Blizzard. They don't really give a damn about what they release when they release it, to be honest. So they'll do what they like.
I don't know. We're never going to see another total player numbers announcement from
Blizzard. You reckon it's on the slide?
No, I do think just the whole situation in China means they've lost a lot of players.
All their regulation troubles.
Yeah, so I think they need something to keep the profile going forwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it'd be interesting to see what Cataclysm actually is. Because it's just, as far as the rumour mill at the moment suggests that it's going to be basically a massive rework of all the existing, the content that not many people are using extensively at the moment. The 1-50 game, you know. Have to wait and see on that.
Okay, Metaplace.
Metaplace? Oh, God, yeah, this is your big prediction for
Metaplace. My big prediction of the year is Metaplace won't last until next year.
Yes. We have one news item that we did want to talk about this week, which was actually Metaplace being shut down.
Metaplace, the public-facing side of Metaplace has shut down.
Yeah, it's not entirely gone. I mean, head to rafcosta.com for the horse's mouth, as it were,
written
where Raf talks extensively about what it is, why it failed to gain, I think, traction's
the
keyword.
Yeah, he called it traction,
It's used a lot there.
By traction read players.
Yes. Bums
on seats. I never really got Metaplace as to what they were trying to do from a business point of view. I never really worked out what their...
It was supposed to be an interlinked portal of worlds with tools in which you could build your own content and games
It never really seemed to be something that would sell.
I don't think user content is the magic bullet everyone thinks it is. I mean, look at Second Life. It's a large world full of a lot of rubbish and not an awful lot of focused, directed activity. So some people make interesting pastimes for themselves within that. But
yeah. Then again,
I think Metaplace is probably
such a similar thing. Is one of my MMO gods, so
he is a bit of a genius. Yeah.
I will. He's been responsible for the bits of games I've loved in stuff like Ultima and Galaxies.
Yeah,
and I will believe in him until he goes completely bankrupt.
Mm.
Next, Old Republic.
Yeah, this would be a Star Wars game.
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not Star Wars. It's set in the past. It's
Star Wars Old Republic. Yeah, I don't...
You could pretend it's Star Wars.
I expect it will be quite popular. I mean, it's the big name, but...
I don't think it's going to release.
You don't think it's ever going to make it?
I don't think it's going to release next year. It's not going to be 2010.
I don't think we'll see it next year.
It'll be 2011 at the earliest.
Have we actually got a date for that? I can't remember. I don't know, perhaps late next year if we're lucky. But
we may get an announcement of a release just before Christmas next year.
But just sort of comparing it against Galaxies, what that was and how that did and its performance and so on, I think obviously they're going to learn a lot of lessons from Galaxies and go straight in with a huge number of playable Jedi classes at the start. But even so, I don't know, is Galaxies set a bit of a pall of doom for a Star Wars MMO?
I think the whole idea of Star Wars as an MMO is rubbish anyway.
Right.
Next, Jumpgate Evolution.
I don't think we'll see that.
I don't either.
I think it's not coming. No. Well, I don't know. I mean, they're working on it. But
well, there's a small chance that it will release in 2010, but I think that it will completely flop.
You reckon? Well, I mean, the thing to remember there is it's based on... This is Jumpgate Evolution we're talking about, which is based on Jumpgate, which is a game that is currently active and currently playable and currently pay-for-able and supports a concurrency of about 30 players at best.
Yeah.
So there'll be reasons why... I mean, yes, old and busted, quite dated engine and so on, but perhaps the basic gameplay of it all isn't that compelling. I don't know.
Admittedly, it's been over a year since we played it.
Well,
back then it wasn't that great.
Well, there was not this Eurogamer, the previous one we were looking at it then,
and it was meant to release this year.
It's late, but it may show up. Maybe this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
Don't know about that one.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
I actually wrote Rohan instead.
Yes. I don't think we'll see Rohan this year.
I do. We got to have a big expansion this year.
Yeah, but they can go off and, I don't know, be the Lonely Mountain and the Long Lake and all that, the northern Mirkwood areas,
I think. We can't do that. If we do that, we're never going to get to sort this damn ring problem out.
Yeah, but they're playing a very long game, and obviously if they...
Long game? It's going to be centuries at this rate.
If they drop the ring in the volcano, then what? Yeah.
Session play for the win.
Well, maybe. I don't think we'll see Rohan this year.
I think we'll see Rohan either released or announced.
Okay. Well, we'll see who's right.
DDO.
DDO. I think it'll keep on plodding on with what it's doing at the moment. It's, small and often releases, little adventure packs. It seems to be working for them. Although, something we've been finding with the little static group is I'm beginning to think it's the whole free play thing forever is a bit of a red herring, and I think perhaps Warhammer as well. The idea that free to play forever up to a certain level, I don't think that's really going to change MMOs as we know it much, because ultimately they are just a longer than 14-day trial.
I think what's going to happen with DDO is an awful lot of people are going to realise that they have to subscribe to make it profitable to play, because they can keep buying these adventure packs and they're hideously expensive, and then they'll leave.
And fairly short as well. I mean, the rate we've been playing through them, it's clearly going to be much more economical in the longer term to just turn it into subscriptions and play it like a normal MMO, at which point you get all these adventure packs for free. But if they're going to keep releasing them as pay-for items, the VIP members, the subscribers, will be getting those for free as well. So I think it's going to be there and doing all right and releasing lots and lots of very small content updates in the form of these mini adventure packs. I think that could keep it going.
I think that it will do better than it has been doing.
I think it's a good move for them.
It has saved the game.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. But at the same time, I think perhaps this turbine points and the pay for what you play, you actually use thing is just going to be, I don't know, a bit of a red herring, to be honest.
Okay, Eve.
Eve. Don't know, slow, steady growth, continual, large expansions with new feature sets.
Yeah, I think it's either going to be a slow, steady growth, or we might see the plateauing of the population. The growth rate for the last couple of years has been a little bit wibbly.
They keep releasing large content patches that they call expansions for free, which keep the game ticking over, keep interest revitalized, I suppose. But I don't think we'll see Dust this year at all.
I reckon we will. I reckon Dust will be out in November.
Another November, you think? I reckon it'll be 2011 at least.
No, I reckon it's going to be November 2010.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Dust will be... It'll sell better than Eve.
For those that don't know, Dust is the big ground combat first-person shootery bit that they're going to be adding on, which will interact with the main Eve universe.
It'll sell better to start with, but then drop down and become a quite nice fixture in the universe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll have to see. I think that one really will be a bit of a curveball, a bit of a wild guess.
No one's tried it before.
No, well,
and I know an awful lot of the people in my corp who aren't saying, it's only a console game, why aren't they doing it for the PC, are saying they're going to play it.
Fair enough, yeah. I mean, we've seen Jump to Light Speed for Galaxies, which adds space to a ground game. We'll just have to see if it works the other way.
Well, you know, Jump to Light Speed was the best bit of Galaxies.
Yeah, I'd agree there, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay, Free Realms.
Free Realms? I don't know. I mean, they've had to recently rejigger out their how the payment system works and what you get for your lack of money or whatever your sub is. I don't know. They're going to have to keep adding mini games at a fair old rate if they want to maintain interest in the world.
I don't reckon
new lands, new
zones. There
aren't
that many mini games around.
Mm. Well, the ones that are there are fun and interesting for a while, but they get reused. There's several different mini games in there that are essentially the same game but with different icons and that sort of thing. Whether it can maintain a large interest, I think you have to be unkind. I think you're talking superficial players enjoying that one. Not the sort of people who are going to dig in for 2, 3, 4 years.
They're definitely not the hardcore gamers.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not a hardcore game in any sense. So. Yeah. You're talking high throughput there, which means they're going to need to keep getting new people to look at it, keep getting new people coming in. And they're going the right way about it with the recent TV adverts and things. But whether it's got a lasting appeal, I'm not so sure.
I think that it's going to be a continued drop-off, but still more than enough people to make it possible.
I think it'll be around by the end of next year.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think it'll be very high on many people's radar.
Talking of being around next year,
yes.
Warhammer Online.
Yes, there's a leading intro. No, I'm not sure at all, to be honest. I mean, I've given this endless free trial thing a go, and to be honest, it didn't last endlessly, let's put it that way. You get through the stuff they allow you to use in that free trial in essentially 14 days. So, you know, it's a 14-day trial they just don't kick you out of at the end of. Still a bit buggy. It's still a bit hit and miss with population balance and RVR and all the rest of it. And they've had a lot of server merges. They started with 100 or so, didn't they?
Yeah, they're down to
about six,
half or something.
Something like 6 or 8 or something like that. And I think we'll see more merges. And potentially it may not be here by the end of the year, if I was being pessimistic.
The problem is they gave you a game which is basically telling you to PvP, not giving you a world in which you want to PvP.
Well, I'm not sure. I think I'd dispute that. The world is interesting. It's full of interesting little cubby holes and very close to the game, the board game, the tabletop lore, you know, the classes, the characters.
What's
the
your
world.
Reason for fighting?
Ultimately, a zone control buff, which you could do without or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I haven't really tried the T4 stuff extensively, but that is going to get very samey over and over. And if you like that gameplay, that's fine. You keep playing forever. But
okay, let's move on to another PvP game.
Yeah, go on.
Which actually, I believe, does give you a reason to fight.
Yeah.
Darkfall.
Darkfall, yeah. I think they're going to be a quiet success.
I think they are a quiet success.
Well, they already are. I think they'll keep on.
Despite certain bloggers desperately trying to snatch defeat out of victory by making them look a bit weird.
It gets a lot of bad press because a great many people just hate PvP in all its shapes and forms.
Some of their fans are a little bit creepy.
It tracks enthusiastic player base. It tracks a small player base, but then it's never really pretended it wanted anything else.
It wanted enough to be profitable.
I think everyone took the piss out of it at the start because they said outright, we don't want to beat Warcraft, and that's like some kind of blasphemy in this industry.
Yeah, but then again, the saying that we want to beat Warcraft is a sign that you're an idiot.
Well, it never happens, no. But Darkfall set very low conditions of success. You know, they're very pragmatic and realistic about what they can achieve with their game, and as long as they continue to hold that course, they will meet the objectives that they believe are successful.
Yeah,
and I think they'll keep going. I think they'll keep growing. I think slowly,
and they'll
never be huge.
Grow slowly in the Eve type way.
Well, yeah.
Never be as big as Eve.
I don't know about I'm not sure.
Because you know the world as designed will not support them being as big as Eve.
But I think it will keep ticking over because it has very low costs, very low overheads, and doesn't need to make millions of dollars back. I think it'll keep ticking along as well.
Yeah.
And you'll get casual people wandering along to see what the fuss is about. Over the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Planetside.
This is a tough call. I suppose my gut tells me that it won't be here by the end of the year, but it's been here for about 6 years already and should have died any number of years ago.
It's been merged down to one server
now.
There's
only one server now. There's nowhere for it to go. No, but
when enough people stop playing.
Well, I don't know. But then it's got the Sony umbrella as well. Do they want to publicly close off a game. I don't know. I think it'll keep going against all reason and probability. I think it'll still be there. I don't think you'll see much in the way of new content for it. I mean, over the last sort of 3 or 4 years, all you've seen is slightly new variants on existing vehicles and weapons.
Yeah. Vanguard, we'll skip that because they came out and said that they're reevaluating what they can do.
Yeah, that was quite a bleak producer's letter for Vanguard.
Which actually makes me feel a lot more confident about the game and makes me think it will be around in a year. If they had said they were going out and they were going to try all the stuff they wanted to do, I would think it would be dead.
I have a lot of respect for pragmatic producer letters. Yeah, people who are not afraid of admitting, not defeat, but that things aren't going as well as they could be and that we need to continue on a more modest footing, that kind of realism. Hearing that kind of stuff is actually quite reassuring.
Okay. Galaxies.
Well, I think the Old Republic will kill Galaxies stone dead.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The day it comes out. But
I don't think Galaxies are going to last as long as the Old Republic.
Are they doing merges as well?
They'd be merging all year.
Yeah, I don't know about Galaxies. We'll have to see.
I don't reckon.
I think it'll hang on, but I think the Old Republic, there's no reason for two of them to exist.
EverQuest.
I think they'll keep going.
I do too, both of them.
Well, certainly EverQuest 1, they're onto their, 20th expansion, some underfoot thing. I'm not really keeping in touch with it myself, but it was always bigger than EverQuest 2, and it's just quietly getting on with it. I mean, there was a time back in the mists of time when it had 300,000 players and was like, the biggest thing ever, how can we beat that? And that was well before Warcraft came along, obviously, but today I think it's still viable, still fairly strong. They got committed people who are continuing to produce content and committed players who are quite happy to stay there for as long as it's going.
I think we're going to see a new EverQuest game.
You think another EverQuest game? Yeah. I don't know about EverQuest 2 so much. I think that'll keep going in its own fashion as well.
I think
seems solid.
They're going to announce that they're lots working on something because Sony won't just sit on their laurels. They'll try and fix the problems.
A
new game.
I think a lot of Sony's efforts
may not be EverQuest 3, but it could be something.
Sony's
else.
Efforts were recently focused quite a lot on Free Realms, but now that's all up and running and either done and dusted or ticking along. I think they're onto something else. I expect.
Okay.
Possibly another EverQuest game. Yeah, who knows?
Final Fantasy IXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX Not quite so big in the West.
Yeah.
But it will peak at 500,000 and then drop down.
This will be their MMO.
This is their MMO one, yes.
Yeah.
Their single player one will sell bazillions.
Oh, yeah, as always.
The single player one will not be as big as GTA or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. But
very much in the crank the handle, churn out a sequel, make loads of money.
It will be in the, well, that was worth doing.
Yes, yes. It's certainly not going to make a loss.
Okay. Fallen Earth / Earthrise, because I chose to lump all of the...
I think Fallen Earth will be a fairly quiet success. Seen a lot of reasonably good press and reviews about it on blogs and such like. People seem to be enjoying it. I don't think it'll be a huge game, but then what is these days?
No.
I think it'll meet its conditions and continue to exist, certainly all year.
Oh, definitely, I think.
I don't really know enough about Earthrise to make much of a call on it, to be honest, but I wonder, is there a market for more than one Fallout MMO?
Especially as the Fallout MMO is back in development.
Well, yes, when the real thing comes along, how will that do? It'll very much mirror the previous battles we've seen between Champions Online and... City of Heroes, you know, is there a market for more than one superhero game?
No. At this point, we need to look at the Marvel game. And
is there a Marvel one?
Yes, Gazillion, isn't it, who are doing a Marvel game?
Oh, right.
And then, of course, there's DC Universe.
So what, four of them?
I reckon, the DC one stands the best chance of doing anything because it's DC.
It's got the big names, the big characters.
Yeah. But that's mainly because I prefer the DC characters because the Marvel ones are all a bit silly.
Marvel's probably got some reasonably well-known names that they can throw in.
They do indeed, yes. You know, you've got the X-Men and stuff.
I think Champions and City of Heroes will take a bit of a battering when those two turn up.
Well, you are dealing with... When you've got all four games on the shelf...
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them, everybody knows... the licenses for.
Yes.
That's a hard thing to be with.
Much stronger attraction, I think. But then City of Heroes is extremely established, and I think their City of Rogues is coming along. I think that will be out this next year. I don't know dates particularly, but that's definitely coming soon. The City of Rogues, whole new world, and whole new power sets, etc. Yeah. So I think that will do a lot to revitalise City of Heroes. I think perhaps we'll see a lot of Champions players returning to City of Heroes.
Quite possibly,
when that shows up.
I think that's the end of the MMOs I wanted to talk about. Mm. Let's just run through my predictions of 2010.
Yep.
I've actually written prediction 2009 here, but that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Heavy Rain will not sell.
Heavy Rain. This is your big psychological drama story PS3 game.
It's either going to be the world's first proper interactive novel or the biggest wank fest QuickTime event ever.
Press X to continue the story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have no real interest in it.
I'm really excited by the game. But the developers have come out and said it's not a game,
mm-hmm.
which makes me a tad worried.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, by it's not a game, do you mean it's not fun?
It's not a game, this is art. Okay, then, righto.
Okay, number two.
Yep.
Natal will not affect the core 360 market much.
You think Natal...
But will spawn some interesting games.
Yeah, Natal will give rise to its own genre of gaming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's entirely reasonable.
Yep. Number three, Sony Wand will ruin some good games until it is accepted as being something new.
What, they're going to try and shoehorn that into everything?
Yeah, I think that will happen.
Whereas Natal...
I don't think they'll try that so much in Natal, but I think with the Wand they will.
Okay.
Just adding motion control for
where
the sake
of it.
Where it's
not really needed at all, yeah.
But I think it'll do quite well afterwards.
Okay.
Four, Halo Reach will be the biggest game of the year.
Don't know.
More than partially because of the biggest advertising campaign ever.
Will it beat Modern Warfare 2?
They hope so.
But Halo's going to be a single platform, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is the big Xbox crown jewels, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
but...
perhaps not going to outsell a multi-platform game.
I don't know. Yeah. Call of Duty sold pitifully badly on the PS3.
Oh, right. So maybe the Xbox is
only a couple of million.
Hmm.
Gran Turismo 5 will not sell as well as people think.
Yes.
Because people don't give a toss about racing games anymore.
Well, the racing game market's fairly small by comparison to everything else. And also we've been bitching about how little work and progress they've been making on that title all year. And Forza's out and is very good.
People don't want a racing simulation. They're not as fun as people want to play.
I do like my driving of the arcadey variety, yes.
Six, horse-mounted combat will come to Lotro. Lotro.
Well, I think if Rohan turns up in the year,
I reckon we'll see it before. We'll see it before Rohan.
Oh, what, some sort of prototype game mechanic that allows you to fight on horseback?
We will get a session play which has it.
Okay, yeah, which will lay the groundwork for any future Rohan stuff. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Seven. No successor 360 or PlayStation will be announced, although both consoles will get revised hardware.
So we're not going to see a 720 or a PS4 next year, but we'll see improved and reworked existing 360s and PS3s.
They will modify the hardware again next summer.
Okay.
Although...
Giving people an excuse to pay out again.
The new Xbox will be announced.
Have they not recently done that with the PS3, though?
Yeah, they'll do it again.
They'll do another one?
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
The Xbox will be announced, the new one.
I think it'll tie in
with Natal. Early 2011. No, it'll be after Natal.
Oh, okay.
That'll be what the hardware revision is. There'll be a new version of the Xbox alongside that. But so everyone thinks that it's a new console. Because that's what Sony did with the Slim, which worked really well.
Yeah, yeah. Don't actually outrank it to a whole new generation.
You need to get that tick again so that new people come and buy it, because I think it's new and exciting. Contentious one.
Go on, man.
Number eight. PS3 will match 360, but not pass it for more than the odd month, like when Wands, Gran Turismo, etc. are released.
So we're talking MPD game rankings, weekend sales, that kind of thing,
Talking about unit sales.
Okay. And at present, it's Wii, then 360, then PS3 is what the story
although,
we've seen this year.
PS3 got a couple of months when they were ahead of 360.
Okay, and you think the PS3 will overtake the 360?
No, I reckon they're going to be neck and neck.
Okay.
And it's just going to be a vying for.
And we think the Wii's going to continue to dominate all next year?
The Wii's going to drop off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that, actually.
Because everybody's got one.
Well, yeah, but that depends if they do a big revision and a Wii Wiimote Plus or Wii Super Sports Resort.
The next big release for Wii is a heart rate monitor.
Okay.
Make of that what you will.
Mm.
Yeah. And lastly, at number nine,
mm-hmm.
3D will not be big in 2010.
Yeah. I still don't think it's going to rely so much on televisions, isn't it? The 3D revolution, and I don't know if everyone's got TVs that are capable? Will we see people having TVs that are capable?
Even if they don't, widespread? I just think most people can't be asked with the extra work. What Sony and Microsoft have been saying is the controller's the barrier. You need to make the controller simpler, which is what the Sony ones and Natal's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Adding in goggles is making stuff harder. It's going the wrong way.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I'd agree with all that, yeah.
Yep. What next? Okay. I reckon there's going to be more session play.
What, generally or in Lotro?
Generally, in other games as well.
What? So like the skirmish model?
Like the skirmish model. Like the historic, Wars, yeah. The historic events in Lotro.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you go back and play a bit.
So we'll see that kind of mechanic turn up in World of Warcraft, etc., etc.
Yep.
It's a clever way of doing things, yeah.
Was no WoW number announcements for Total Players? I guess not really.
Yeah.
More level independent grouping.
I'd like to see that.
I would.
It's wishful thinking, I suppose, rather than a prediction. But I think games that can do the sidekick, mentor, whatever you call it, thing out of the box and all the time for any situation will help friends play together more. And will, and yeah, if all your mates are playing a game, you need to play the game, which keeps bums on seats. That's the attraction there.
I also think that there'll be a lot more unlimited free trials until people realise they don't work.
I mean, I think we will see more of it, but I don't think they're going to be that great. I'm already starting to see through the sheen of it a bit.
Yeah,
I've got an unlimited Anarchy Online account. I haven't touched it in about 4 years. Just because I can play it for free forever doesn't necessarily mean my time is infinite. I've got other things I want to be doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that will apply greatly to stuff like, the Warhammer free trial, the DDO free play thing. Whatever free realms, free bits remain to be free, you know.
Next, I think there'll be a lot more Nolan North.
What's that?
I keep thinking Peter North, who's someone different. No, Nolan North is the guy who did the voice work for nearly every computer game in the last year. And I think it's bad that he's doing every bit of work. I know it's wrong and everyone doesn't agree with this, but he can't act. He's the same character in every single fucking game.
I don't even know the name. You'd have to point out some of his canon, I suppose.
Uncharted, The Last Prince of Persia.
I haven't played any of these games.
He's in The Saboteur.
See, Robert Aitken Downs is everywhere.
He's not in as much.
No, well.
Robert Aitken Downs gets the award for the best Irish accent. I forgot to mention that earlier.
Well, I think we should need more and more diverse voice acting in big Hollywood blockbuster games, and I'm volunteering myself for the job.
Yes.
Yes. I want a voice acting gig in the game. That would be brilliant.
The 14-day trial will die.
Yeah, I think.
And be replaced by Steam deals.
Steam deals. Well, I suppose if you're going to pay £2 for an MMO in which you get the free month in the first download, then that does sort of... Yeah, I don't know. Because you're still paying and buying, aren't you?
Yeah.
With that. I think the 14-day trial will vanish and we'll see the unlimited free trial a lot. I think we'll see more of those instead, replacing the basic 14-day trial, which, as countless Operation Cheap Seats examinations have shown, is just not long enough to look at any MMO seriously.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Steam deals, you get your free month and it costs you a couple of quid. Mm. I think those are the way forwards.
Which does put a lot of power in Steam's hands.
It does.
Are we going to see a serious competitor to Steam over the next year?
I could see maybe Microsoft and Sony trying a similar thing online with their just discounting games. Although Sony don't want to do digital downloads on games that much for the full games. But Microsoft especially, I can see them starting to discount certain games quite dramatically.
Yeah, just keep the older stuff, keep it in circulation, keep people churning out.
Yeah, money. Just have a couple of days where it's really cheap.
Mm.
Yes, now, let's do a couple of the single player games.
Oh, right, what have we got?
We covered Gran Turismo 5 and Reach.
Mm-hmm.
Arkham 2.
Ah, Arkham Asylum sequel.
Will be brilliant.
Well, I suppose that's a given, really, isn't it? The first one was rather good.
Mass Effect 2?
Well, we know that's coming, yeah.
The combat's a lot more like Gears of War. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think that'll be a pretty huge hit when it turns up.
Yep, Crackdown 2.
Crackdown 2. I've still not played the first one yet.
Well, it's going to be one of the best games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Sports games will be sporty.
Ooh, good work there, genius.
Yeah. Fable 3.
Fable 3. And I suspect we'll see some Natal offering.
It's got Natal stuff in that, yep.
Yeah.
That's going to be good.
I think Molyneux's very much on board with the initial launch program for Natal.
And finally, two slightly, you know, not MMO games, but people like to think they are, maybe.
Right.
Global Agenda.
Oh, Global Agenda, yes. We were supposed to be sort of keeping track of that. Saw a bit of a demo at Eurogamer. We were only looking at the co-op versus the co-op PvE stuff.
I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I think most people will want to be playing the PvP bits of that, but... Yeah, we'll have to see how that goes. That is going to be out this next year, I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Any day now, actually, I think.
It's going to be soon, yeah.
And Mag.
Mag, which I personally didn't like very much, but mostly just because I was being owned left, right and centre when we were playing.
I didn't like it either. It, from a conceptual point of view, I saw no reason for there to be 256 people in this battleground. I did not feel like I was interacting with 256 people.
Yeah, I think perhaps we'll start to discover that people prefer an upper limit to their LAN gaming. I don't know. I mean, the scale of it's going to be quite a spectacle, but I don't think it's going to be the sort of thing that will transform online network deathmatch stuff, no.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's not going to be as big as they want because I don't think most people want that type of game.
Is that also an exclusive?
It's an exclusive PS3.
Which may cause it some difficulties.
But I think that it's going to find it really, really hard to steal players from Modern Warfare 2.
Which can support how many?
A lot less, probably 16 or something. But
16 still is quite busy.
Yeah, but it can do enough, arena. And I reckon it's going to have better gameplay still.
But that'll be along this year as well.
That's out early January.
Right.
Yeah.
So that'll be something we can look at quite soon.
Yes. Yeah, and that's all my stuff. Anything you want to predict?
Not really, no. I think we covered it all there on the list, I think.
Want to predict if there's going to be a show this time next year?
Yes. I think we'll still have nothing better to do with our time, and we'll probably be cranking out, probably show 140-odd this time next year.
Do you want to predict or pass on if there'll be a Virgin Worlds this time next year?
I shall pass.
I shall pass on that too.
Right, we've got a few announcements.
Oh, I guess so. Yes, we do.
I'd like to congratulate Pez Psycho there, who sent me an email. Have you got the email there?
I
meant to do this a few shows back, but forgot, so I do apologise. But
one of us is rubbish.
It's me. That's the clue. I should find the mail there.
That'll be in the...
some listener mail. Excellent. And I can't read that from here. Do you want to read it out?
His son was born on Wednesday the 16th of December.
Well, congratulations there. Yes. Excellent. And also Foxy Bimbo and Welsh Troll.
Yes.
Congratulations there on...
Who, after what sounded like the world's best labour...
It sounded quite extensive, yes.
Yeah.
Quite a monumental period of labour there, but... have a son and or daughter.
Yes.
The details are yet to be made clear, but congratulations there as well.
And Steve will probably have a daughter by the time you hear this.
Right. Well done there too. Lots of births.
And Jeff will be close to having I think it's a son.
He doesn't even listen. Excellent. So, what did you get for Christmas?
I got some Akane.
I got a chef's blowtorch, which is probably the most irresponsible toy to buy me ever.
Who bought you that? Was it your sister?
It's my sister, yes.
And what did you buy your sister's child?
A wooden tricycle that she's going to tear around the flat and bump into ankles and breakable furniture with.
So it's revenge.
Irresponsible
your
uncle.
Your sister's actually trying to kill you.
It's going to be a lot of creme brulee in this next year. That's my prediction. So with that, see you next year.
Goodbye.